He's learning.
Okay, now.
You're a producer.
All right. So, is this on?
No, really. Is this on? Get with that crossover podcast. Here comes trouble! Ladies and gentlemen, it's another crossover. You thought it wouldn't happen again. They said I wouldn't do it. They said I couldn't do it. What did we do?
You thought it wouldn't happen three times.
We did it.
Four times.
Again.
Five times.
Woo! For the first time in 2019, it is a crossover episode. It's Matt Mania meets Steel Cage. Woo! Once again. This is our pre-ramble to the rump. Blah. Ramble before the rumble.
Ramble before.
I mean, that's a lot of words. We're going
to
ramble our way to the rumble.
Before the ramble.
This is the pre-ramble.
That might be the name of the
hashtag episode. Get Nia to the ramble.
Pre-ramble. True, ramble. True. This is episode 118 of the Matt Mania podcast. And we have the homies from the Steel Cage podcast here as well.
Hello and welcome to episode 367 of the Steel Cage podcast. My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally known as the mayor of Phoenix, Arizona.
Hey! Did I hear a stadium deal we need to discuss? Because that was some bullshit.
Hey, look it, man. All these people coming into town for Royal Rumble are going to pay for that, but they don't know it. Well, not yet, but like for next year.
Next year, yeah.
Tourism dollars. Tourism.
My gosh.
And they got to check in. When they land, they got to check in.
They have to call the mayor.
We got to call. You have to check in.
I will tell you all the places to eat.
Or else, what is it? It's a no fly
zone. No fly zone.
Yeah, no fly zone.
That's trick trick.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're here to get you all ready for the Royal Rumble. But before that, get you ready for the Ramble Before the Rumble, which is our event that's going down this Friday in Phoenix, Arizona at the Crescent Ballroom.
When?
5 p.m. start time.
What time?
To 8 p.m. There will be talking. There will be podcasting. There will be snacks.
Snacking!
There will also be some giveaways. I got so many great prizes that I don't even want to talk about right now.
Keep it on the hush. Protect the business.
I'll keep it on the hush. Keep it kayfabe.
Kayfabe!
Just be there.
Some of you guys know. But you got to be there to win. You can't be absent. And also, there's going to be concerts. My man, Teak Hall, Arizona's Rapper of the Year.
Yes, sir.
Bear Ghost. And some other guy. He's going to be rapping.
Some guy named Random, aka Mega Ran,
Mega
aka Lead Booker.
I heard he's some sort of nerd who raps about video games and stuff.
That sounds horrible. That can't be good.
Guinness Book of World Record holder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's in the Guinness
Book. He can't even get his name
Teacher
right.
Rapper Hero. You have a lot of hats.
A lot of pins
on your hat.
Call himself Rega Man.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, like when you keep getting accomplishments, like he just goes by what the most recent accomplishment is. So now he calls himself the Guinness Book World Record Holder.
True.
The Guinness Book Champion of the World.
I am the Book Champion. World Heavyweight Guinness World Champion.
Look what we saw happen with our boy Xavier Woods. You can lose that, apparently, because he could be have his record taken by Jack Black if he starts getting into a video game.
Well, that's sad. Jack Black, don't think about making video game songs, okay?
Yeah.
Wait, Jack Black, the actor?
Obviously, yeah.
Also the singer from Tenacious D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's not forget that.
Yeah, sure.
Among other things.
Wait, you say, yeah, sure, you don't like Tenacious D.
Rock don't like anything.
Rock hates everything.
Rock is a fucking hater.
Come on, Rock. They made the greatest song in the world.
No, they didn't.
So
it's not Illmatic.
Rock thinks it's Nia's theme song.
It's not Illmatic.
I love you guys.
No, seriously. Though.
There we go.
Rock. You don't get these jokes.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
So
Jack Black and Nas going on.
He was man. What Cap was referring to is that
what's the content?
Xavier Woods used to be used to have the biggest YouTube celebrity channel.
Like 1.6 million.
Oh shit!
Like a month later, Jack Black was like, "I'm good on YouTube," and then bam, his like passes. So,
but what does Jack Black do on the YouTube?
I don't know.
I saw a picture of him just sitting in a chair.
Wait,
that's good content right there. Because he just kicked back.
Is Will Smith not on YouTube?
Nope. This is then, though. This is then. I don't. Jack Black's not the biggest one now. No way.
No, no, no. This just happened.
This just happened.
Wait, what?
This just happened.
Right. That's just then.
Jack Black's bigger than Will Smith on YouTube.
No, bigger than Xavier Woods.
No. I get that.
Does Will Smith have a YouTube channel?
I think he does.
Well, no, his stuff is. I thought you guys said Jack Black has the most subscribers for a celebrity.
I think it's whatever Xavier Woods record is.
It was a celebrity. I thought it was a celebrity channel.
Jack Black was running shit on YouTube. I was like, really? Man.
Right. That would have been.
He just beat Xavier.
He's bigger than Cardi B.
No.
I would have been like, shit. He's bigger than a rock.
Right.
On YouTube? How?
One thing I've learned as a Guinness record holder is that your record has to.
Oh wow.
He has the most subscribed celebrity video game channel.
There you go. So he sits up on video
now.
Games.
And that's the thing was, is Jack Black now got into doing like.
Video Jack Black, you're Jack a dickhead.
Yeah, everything has to be like subcategory.
Fuck Jack Black.
Yeah, you
trash
can't be like,
ass actor.
I'm the biggest on YouTube. It's musicians.
Wait,
biggest
he made Nacho Libre.
Comic.
I didn't like that movie.
What?
Fuck Nacho Libre.
Wrestling movie.
I don't gotta like. I don't like every wrestling movie.
Rock. I'm with
hates
Rock on that.
Everything.
That shit is not funny. It's trash.
It's not that great.
No, it's trash, though. They're the Lord's chips.
I'm not saying.
It's not great, but it's not.
I am.
Great.
Mark it down.
The fart noise is real.
The 604 mark. Yeah, Rock said it's trash.
Libre is not
trash. Oh my gosh.
Like all of these controversial.
We just got started.
5 minutes of the show.
We
just got started.
I've had the diarrhea since Easter's.
Can we introduce everybody?
Great. Before we get into the controversial takes, ladies and gentlemen, I am your, you may have heard, Guinness World Record holding.
There you go.
Teacher rapper hero, Mega Ran. Hi. What's up? And to my right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hi. I am the Neo X. I am Ramble Ready.
Yeah.
And again, I'm still, I'm making a very flossy, very icy Bluetooth chain. That way you can find me. When I pass out.
And he's looking for couches.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
So it's going to be like this man. It's going to be one of those tiles.
This man will be.
One of those tiles. Be full of fucking Swarovski crystals.
Nah, man. All
right?
Wow. You need a bracelet or something with.
I'm not an old lady.
A medic alert.
Or a dog tag. Some dog tags that say return to Matt Mania.
Let's put his name on the back of his shirt. Like, get him a Matt Mania shirt that says Neo X.
He definitely.
We should get him a leather vest with his Neo X on the back. A leather vest a la Stone Cold.
Are we just going to put a leash on him?
With a Bluetooth.
Verizon has a watch for kids that we can get him, right? It allows him to call four numbers, but we can track him at all times by the watch.
Rock, help me! Help me, Rock!
He glue it onto his wrist.
I like that.
You can only call out, but you can't.
I like that.
It only dial out.
Where's Neo?
So, yeah, for those of you who don't know, Neo has quite the...
reputation
of
very low tolerance
of getting faded quickly.
No, man, I think you got a high
particularly at wrestling events.
You sure?
Yeah,
because I can pass out.
Dog, two episodes. It was last week. He was sauced.
No,
was
during the show,
damn, he was sauced.
He's
last
been
week.
Washed during Woo! The show.
But also, no, I had, like,
y'all be getting that wrong. First off, he be pre-gaming at Cobra. He already be drinking. Then he get here. He's early, so yeah. He's drinking before we're here. It's not just two beers that's late.
Okay, that's fair. He might.
It's three and a half.
He's
no. You were sauced last week.
He might be going three.
Oh, yeah, I know you were.
Yeah.
He might be going three.
You were in your feelings. It's okay.
So I'm looking forward to some shenanigans this weekend.
Yeah. When you get that,
so if you're in anywhere,
secondary,
the after
that cabbage in the air,
a jazz cabbage, secondhand jazz cabbage.
All right, we got to introduce the rest of the crew.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
We
what up?
Going around the table.
Hey, this is the most hated man in the room, Rock Knowledge, Brock Knowledge, whatever you want to call me. I'm not a hater. I'm just honest, and I'm hoping that Nia Jax shows up on Friday.
Yeah,
he just crush a lot.
Hey. To my right,
who else we got in here?
It's the Super Jew.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I gotta say more than
anything
that?
Else.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't really do his own intros. Let me do this for him.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, wait.
What's the brew in Hebrew? It's the Super Jew.
There we go. I'm getting ready for the Rumble on the Ramble.
There we go.
My bad. I didn't know the protocol.
Yeah, no, the protocol. See, they just sit back and they let me do that.
I don't introduce myself. I'm too big for that.
This is fair. Oh, fuck me, goddammit.
Am I supposed to introduce myself?
No, you're not. Shut up. Maybe we should start doing that. Maybe we should.
Get him. You got to do it too.
You're right.
Pause.
Next is the founder and proprietor of thesteelcage.com, Mr. Joshua Schlag.
What up, Schlag?
I'm very excited for Friday.
Did you run here?
I got all my miles in for January.
You didn't ride your little bike over here. You got on a plane, just like me.
Wait, what's just refresh my memory. How many miles did you run? Was that
Over New Year's Eve? I ran 100 miles.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. You got salute any big round plan this year?
Holy shit!
Yep. Holy crap!
I had no plans. I entered a bunch of lotteries to get into races, and I didn't win any of them. So I don't know. Figuring it out.
I get gas walking up four flights of stairs.
Wait,
let me ask you about.
So you have to hold on. Sorry, you have to enter. You have to enter a lottery in order to be allowed to run.
Well,
so
these are huge. These are huge, bro. So
I can run anytime.
There's a race up.
Get
in
a medal,
I'm run alongside you, fools. How
there's
about
a
that?
Race up in the tri-country area of France, Switzerland, and Italy.
Damn.
I wanted to get in that race up through the Alps there, and it turns out that like I had about a 20% chance of getting in. Like first of all, you have to qualify, and then once you qualify, then you can enter the lottery.
Wow!
I didn't get in for that, so
that's crazy.
We're gonna go anyways because we're going for a wedding out in that way.
Right,
but
so fuck it.
Just gonna hang out in the area.
Well, real quick, what's the qualification? Like, what do you need to do?
There's also a 20% chance of dying.
So the qualifications is you gotta get enough points between a couple of races, so you have to run at least one 100K, which is 62 miles.
I'm already tired. I'm done. Within
whatever cutoff. So I did that last February.
Wow.
100K, 62 miles through Arizona. Essentially, like, if you drive north on 17 and you take that turn off to Prescott.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a town there called Mayer. We essentially
not
ran from there.
Dare.
Not owned by Dare.
Yeah. We essentially ran from there down to Lake Pleasant.
Wow.
And so that was one, and then I'd run another one within a certain time frame. It's nuts. It's a whole thing.
That's bonkers.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a musician named Mike Posner? You know who Mike Posner is? Do you know that he's running, he's doing a Forrest Gump right now where he's going from one...
No, that's badass.
Yeah, he's going from coast to coast.
He's from here, isn't he?
No, he's from Michigan.
What?
Which one's from here? Chester?
That was the dude from Lincoln Park.
Mike Posner from Lincoln Park?
No, Mike Posner.
Nah. You think Mike Shinoda.
Chester from Lincoln Shinoda. Park, yeah, he passed.
I knew that.
No, Mike Posner,
he's up in Jerome, right?
He's a musician.
He's from Jerome?
Chester?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But Mike Posner, he's from Michigan. He went to Duke. He has some songs with
Big
Sean early on in his career. But right now he's doing the, like if you go to his Instagram page, he's got a lot of stuff going on. Like his dad died and stuff like that. And he's like,
he grew
a big, huge beard out. And he's like, I'm just about to go from one coast to the other.
Wow.
He's like, all my fans can join me. I'll answer as much questions as I can on the road.
That's dope.
That's super cool.
And he's like, I was gonna say
When does he get here?
He's like, I'm just doing it because I want to do it, and he's doing shows on the way. Like,
but he's running.
Yeah.
When does he get here?
Running, walking, whatever. He's
is he coming through Phoenix?
No. I mean, if it's on his.
Or is,
on
like,
his road.
Gotta check it out.
What's like start finish? What's his start finish point?
Yeah, he's doing like New York
right
to.
You know what side he's starting from?
Probably the East Coast. LA to New York or vice versa.
Well, Matt Maniacs, if you do get
that's
a chance to check
man.
That out, like that's actually really commendable.
Yeah,
and,
that's big. I think he's giving money to charity and stuff for it
that's
and stuff
dope.
Like that. So
holler at Mike Posner.
That's wild.
If he comes through your neighborhood.
He said after he did that Ibiza song, his whole life changed and not for the good.
I can imagine.
Make a song about taking pills and abuses, and
I can tell you as someone who knows people who have done that type of thing. Like, if he's coming through your town, like find him and like run a couple miles with him. Like, these guys they appreciate that type of thing. It's super cool.
Yeah, that's tight.
What is your running shoe of choice? Just curiosity.
There's a company called Altra, Altra. I pretty much wear all Altras on the road or on the trails. They make great stuff. Also, I have wide feet, and they make like a really wide toe box. That's their thing.
This podcast is not sponsored by Altra, by the way.
What?
But thanks.
Are
they giving you
a
free
sponsored by Adidas. I wear enough of their shit. They ought to sponsor me.
True.
I applied to be an ambassador for Altra last year, and I got denied. So.
Oh, man.
Fuck them.
Don't worry, man.
Fuck Altra.
We need to shout you out.
No, don't say that.
We'll make sure.
We need to be a street team.
We already denied about a bunch of shit, man.
Yeah. Don't worry. We get denied a lot.
I still love them. It's just like getting denied by WWE for a media pass. I still love them. It's all right.
Gotta still love them. Yo, moving on. I guess I'll give you an introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, the villain in the building on time. On time.
He was on time. On time.
Ish.
On time.
Ish.
Time ish.
Phoenix New Times Rapper of the Year.
Time is irrelevant.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Teek Hall.
Yeah. Yo, what up? That was an awesome introduction. Also, happy belated birthday to myself.
Cause it was yesterday, man. Happy birthday, brother.
All you mad maniacs can celebrate me and pay tribute.
Celebrate me, bitch!
Get pay that money. So drunk, he pulls a Neo.
Get Teak drunk.
Also,
bring
I
those
wanted,
drinks on the
at
the ramble.
Say that yesterday was my goal of not eating meat.
Oh yeah,
I surpassed that, and I'm still going. So, 23 days no meat so far.
Dang, how you feel? Are you like getting a little bored of just not, you know, like running out of stuff to eat, or are you fine?
Nah, I had some good like linguine salad last night with a bunch of veggies in it and some garlic bread. That was bomb.
What's your favorite thing you eat?
You took me to Green.
My first time
at Green, I went to Green, had a faux BLT and some fries with some fake cheese. and it was
good.
All great.
It actually was good, yeah.
Cheese.
I've never been there. That's,
very tasty.
That's what my wife said. I told her what I was eating, and she said, that shit sounds fake as hell.
Yeah.
It is, but it was good, though.
Yeah.
Well, congrats, man. Keep it going, man. Keep going as long as you feel good doing it.
Right. I'm not fiending. I'm trying to get the Carl's Jr. so I can try one of those Beyond Burgers.
Oh, yeah.
But they got those.
But do they cook that shit on the same grill as the regular burger?
Probably.
Then you get all that real burger juice on the fake burger. Isn't that like...
That sounds to be passable.
Right.
That makes it taste better.
It's got its own juices in it, man.
What kind of... Vegetable juices?
Yeah, vegetables. Sawdust.
Sawdust. Quinoa sweat.
Quinoa.
You know what, though? I will say...
Like, sausages that I be...
Milk and almonds.
I don't know if...
Like, they'd be like...
It's just nuts.
Like,
right?
It's just like cashew and nuts. But on the real, though, the Subway veggie patty is actually good.
It's
good. I like it. So who else we got in the place? Who's done everyone else's intro? We haven't introduced you.
Teak, you want
to introduce himself earlier.
He did.
It's the mayor. I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Mayor of Phoenix.
Mayor of something.
You might have heard him start the intros off. We're going to end it off with him again. Once again, it's the mayor of motherfucking Phoenix.
Yeah!
Bam, 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 bam. The whitest Puerto Rican you know.
I don't know. He's over here looking like Fidel Castro now.
It's like he wears the hat just so you know. Just so you know.
Neo didn't know.
You have to do that in Arizona. Like, hey, it's not okay to make your stupid Trump jokes, okay?
Yeah.
Chill.
Boricua.
Oh, man, we let us
know. You have to let him know.
Did you just go through No Shave November and decide to stick with it?
That's pretty much exactly what happened, yeah. I had to shave my beard off for an Incredibles costume at Halloween, and I decided I never wanted to see my naked face ever again.
So, we need to get you hooked up with Malik, man.
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
Great beard
product. Some beard stuff.
Shout out to Malik.
Fellow maniac.
Friend of the show. Fellow maniac. So let's get started. We always like to put things over. I'm going to start quickly. We've been just rambling for a while. This will be a ramble-tastic episode.
Absolutely.
So that's okay.
That ramble ready, getting
we will be doing
it for Friday.
We're going to be running our mouths. So I'm going to put over the Nintendo Switch game that just came out, Super Mario Deluxe U. It's a game that's already came out on a Wii U a while back, but it's old style Super Mario, side scrolling, but up to four players. This game is so fun, and I can't stop playing it. It's really difficult, but I like it. So if you got a Switch, I highly recommend it. I love games that I can play like with my wife or my friends. They can pick up a controller, jump in, fall down a pit, bloop, 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 and then you're dead. And then it's like, oh, I come back. Bloop, bloop, you know?
So you said this is a remake of a Wii U game?
Yeah. They put it out on Wii U right at the end of the Wii U's life. It was called Super Mario Brothers Deluxe.
Oh, they don't make the Wii U no more?
Nah, that thing is a
wrap. The Wii turned into the Switch. Basically,
look, dog.
Switch is the perfect video game system.
It really is.
So, yeah.
I almost won one 2 weeks ago.
The way that you can
I got one.
TV and on the
just everything about it. And they had the perfect holiday commercial. Switch is dope. And Nintendo doesn't ever need to change anything. Just keep making the Switch and make it better every year.
No.
Needs a 1080p screen.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean.
I get it.
Upgrade stuff, get it better, but just keep it that same format.
At the last video game festival that you were at, or maybe it might be
PAX this past weekend.
Did you at one of them? Didn't you play the new Resident Evil?
I played Resident Evil.
Demo of Resident Evil 2?
Yeah, the game's coming out next week, but I played it at Capcom Cup. I was in Vegas, and they had a Street Fighter tournament, and they had some special things you could play.
Okay, I'm going to play that. How good is it?
It's dope, man. Like, Resident Evil 2 was my favorite one from back in the day.
So
I highly recommend everybody get it. They had a Claire and what's her brother?
Chris.
They had each one of them you could pick. And you could play about 30 minutes of demo, and man, it's so good.
So better graphics, the same story, but just all
Totally new upgrade.
I didn't know what that first screen looks like in my mind. Like,
yeah, man. It just took me back instantly. I was like, yo, the fire and all that. Yeah. It doesn't have those terrible tank controls where, like, you have to always press up to go forward or whatever. This time, it's all over the shoulder, so.
I can't wait to see, like, Nemesis.
And, it's good. I hope they do Nemesis and Code Veronica. They remade all the, re-rendered all the levels, so it's not that kind of. One level, one stage is way up here.
The fixed camera.
Is it PlayStation exclusive or is it?
No, it's on Xbox.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was going to be PlayStation exclusive.
No, it's on Xbox. He's like,
I got to send it. I think it's coming this Friday. So bring us a copy to the Ramble, and
we'll sign it.
Give you a hug and take it from you.
We'll borrow it. We'll keep it. It'll be both of ours. We'll keep it at my house.
We'll borrow it. That's what my bully friend used to say on the block. to me.
Let me borrow that.
Right?
Let me borrow it. Just keep it at my house.
I'll give it back to you when I'm done.
Right? Neo.
What do you got, sir? He's filming us.
I was. Okay, stop that. So, I was watching a show on Netflix. It's called Sloppy's World.
Sloppy's World.
Shout out to Slop.
Sloppy Robbie.
Sloppy Robbie. So, I watched.
Tucson native.
I watched the. When I saw that it was in Tucson. I don't really like Tucson, but...
Nobody likes Tucson.
Nobody does. Man, I love Tucson when I go out there.
Hey, fuck you, Josh.
Bear down.
That's all I'm saying. Oh, hell no. We ain't gonna let that slide. We ain't gonna let that slide.
Preemptive.
No, sir.
No.
There will be no bearing down.
I was just saying that there will be
no bearing. I'm used to standing alone with that. That's right.
I don't know what that means because I don't know shit about sports.
Football.
It's something about a bear attacked them and they just went down and curled up in a ball. Something like that.
Bear down. That makes sense.
Neo knows that you put the football in the hoop, right?
You throw the cylindrical object through the big fork. So I watched the entire thing from episode one to episode final.
Oh man.
And
episode final.
It was it was very interesting to see like the evolution of retro and vintage. Mm-hmm. One thing that was very obscure was the how would you call it? Like was the I guess the celebration of bootlegs.
Yeah.
Like there's a bootleg resurgence. Like there's bootleg this and bootleg mm-hmm. that. And I guess it's cool to wear bootleg?
It kind of, in retro, to get the actual retro bootlegs,
right.
Then yeah, it is.
So that's how it's classified. Cool. It's classified as vintage. Right, but and it's classified as vintage or retro.
Yeah.
To wear like a bootleg from like the 80s or 90s or whatever.
I wish I could find all the bootleg stuff I had, man.
I had some bootleg
stuff. They used to do bootleg Black Bart Simpson stuff.
Yeah.
And like all kinds of cool, like Jordan, like Bart wearing Jordans and it was like a Nike shirt. Like, yeah.
It's because it's vintage. So if you have the original bootleg, then
it's
worth
it. So it was very interesting. It was very educational. It's funny because I felt like my style really hasn't changed, you know, when it comes to, like, just jeans and a tee, you know. But he does take it back to where, you know, he does take it back to where, like, there's, you know, there's these vintage concert tees. And I was surprised to see that he did have some old wrestling tees and jerseys.
Yep.
So that was cool.
That's what attracted me to the shop when I saw it. We did a show down there, me and Teak and some guys, and I looked next door, and they had, like, Transformers in the window and wrestling tees. And I was like, oh, what is this? And I walked in. I was like, this store has everything I like. Jordans, old games, old toys, like, retro gear.
It's funny because I introduced Randall Sloppy, and I hadn't even met Sloppy before, but I knew of him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you knew him. You were like, yo, you got to meet Sloppy. He's cool.
Yeah, because I know of the store. Like, and every time I come to Tucson, the store is closed. And that's what I was telling you. Like, oh, man, like,
so here's what's crazy about the show. Yeah, the store's called Generation Cool. It's out in...
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
This is a Netflix podcast.
Here's what's crazy about it. Throughout the show, he talks about... He's very honest about the flips that he makes and the profit he makes on stuff.
Yeah,
So he's like, yeah, man, I sold her these glasses for $900. I paid $60 for them. Like, you know, I made a great profit. It's a great day. I can close today. I can close right now if I want to. Like... Do you think this is going to affect his future business?
I was mad wild because I was like, I sold Murs a fucking, like, and we know Murs, fellow maniac.
Yeah.
He sold him a jersey. Yeah, he sold him a jersey that he made for like $100, sold it for $600. I'm like, if I was Murs and I saw that, I'm like, bitch, I want my money back.
All he's doing is copying Nike.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But first off, everything is worth what you're willing to pay for it. Artists don't do nothing but put time into a picture. If they want to sell it for $1,000, that's what it's worth.
It's how nonchalantly he puts it off. Just kind of like how we were saying, like attitude of what he.
But
what
he was doing. That
because he has to look.
But
for
he
the
had
stuff.
To go find it. So
right,
that's the
so
part.
No matter
where,
if he pays $60 for it, he had to dig for it.
Took some effort to find it. And now you were able to just walk into a store and find
it.
It
was like, one of my pickers found it off of a thrift, and then I thought, hey, I'm just going to, you know.
I wonder if it's going to mess his business up for the future.
I mean, have you ever watched Pawn Stars or something like that? Like, all this shit is the same.
It's the same thing.
It is. It's just, like, the way he comes across, like how Rand said, you know, like, I bought these glasses for, like, $10. I flipped it for $60.
I just
flipped
it. You know,
it was stuff like that.
Good business.
But it happens all the time. That's what I'm saying. That's the thing, is it's realistic. I know it doesn't seem like it's realistic, but it is.
Mm-hmm. Because you think that people will want to hide their bottom line.
And it's not that. I don't think it's realistic. It's just the way he comes across in the show.
And I think, like you said, people will hide their bottom line. Nike's not going out saying, yo, man, we make $170 every time we sell you a pair of Jordans. Like, if they said that, I'd be like, I'm not paying $200 for this.
I even know your boy.
Hey, protect the business.
I can't say your boy.
No, I was implying that. I thought you were gonna like out his boy, but like, hey, he makes $30 or 30-cent tees and sells them for $45.
Good for him.
Good for him.
From New Orleans.
Who?
Your boy out there.
Alfred Banks.
Alfred Banks. He's a shoe head, and he'll talk about like, oh yeah, I went to the such and such exchange and found these super.
Yeah, he got these rare Yeezys for $50, and they're worth $1,000.
So I mean, that's how.
But he's not saying, yo, I sold them to my best friend for $1,000.
If you're in the business of selling stuff,
him and Merz are friends.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
I don't
think
him and Merz are friends more than like he knows Merz.
If they're friends and he gouged him, that's kind of foul.
He said he gave him the homie hookup.
If they're acquaintances,
they always lie and say the homie hookup.
I know that, but it's just
like, oh my girl, this girl comes in here every day for something cool, and then he still charges her like $700.
Yeah, he's like, you fam, I'm still gonna.
I was in Bookman's the other day and seeing somebody sitting in a toy section, and he was just on eBay like, oh, people want this, like, and he's looking through the stuff trying to find it so he can.
And that pisses me off because then they're buying all the good
shit.
Garbage. They don't even want it. They're just buying it.
That I don't. I don't like when people do that. Yeah, I don't like that. The whole flipping culture.
It's the equivalent of scalpers.
Kind of whack. Like people do that with these
with
the pop figures and everything.
You said it's the equivalent of scalping.
Speaking of scalping and flipping things, we have one extra ticket to the Royal Rumble on the floor. So hit up at the Steel Cage on Twitter if you're interested.
Y'all do a payment plan?
At face value, or
I'm asking for me.
Are you trying to make a profit, or are you trying to get?
I'm like, I'm asking for me.
No, they super just be like, no, you fam, I'll hook you up.
I'll hook you up.
Oh, don't get hooked up by the super Jew.
Oh, man. So,
that nigga's hooked up by a Jew?
I got you 1% off. 1%
off. 1% off.
For you?
For 1%. You? Friends and family. Friends
and family. It's the podcast discount.
Rock knowledge. What are you putting over?
Yeah, sir? I'm actually going to put over a graphic novel that I'm rereading for the 57th time.
Is that a hentai?
Hell no. Oh. This is actually the storyline that got me back into comic books. It's called House of M. That shit,
great
man,
so good.
Great art, and the story is dope. So basically, real quick, Scarlet Witch has a mental breakdown, and the whole entire like world changes. Mm-hmm. And it's basically, and the only one not affected is like Wolverine. He remembers everything because he's Wolverine.
Right.
My brain regens.
So I literally have read this like 57 times, and it's still fucking phenomenal. And like he said, the art is incredible throughout the whole graphic novel.
So good.
So this happened. This is like pre-Civil War, like right. This is the big major one before Civil War. So if you haven't read House of M, read that shit.
Read it.
It is worth the price of admission.
There are certain comic book stories just in general that you. Like, you just need to go read that story. And, like, there's not a lot of them that are must-reads, but that's definitely one
that's
of them.
That's one of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff, like, especially the things that the Marvel Cinematic Universe is based on right now is pretty hokey to read because of how old some of it is. And basically, it's not nearly as interesting as the movies they're putting out, I assure you.
Well, all the movies are getting remade for this time period. But if you go back and read it, like you're saying, that it's kind of older. But as you were saying, like some stuff is just like
Timeless, man.
Pillars in like comic book lore or stories and stuff like that, like The Watchmen. Like,
yes,
there's certain things like that everybody who reads comic books is going to tell you, like, hey, you need to watch.
You need to check that out.
Yeah. I didn't like Watchmen, by the way.
The book or the movie?
Of course, you
either.
What a surprise.
What did I say earlier about Rock? Don't like nothing.
Well, he Batman, likes House of M.
I'll say Batman Hush is one of those.
That's what I was going to ask. So, like, if you guys could rapid fire one graphic novel arc for the Maniacs, like, do you guys have one off the top of your head?
Yeah, that's mine. Batman Hush.
Batman Hush.
That's a good Batman that Kevin
Smith. You said Planet Hulk, didn't you?
I said Planet Hulk.
That's Planet Hulk was good. I would say Death in the Family.
Old Man Logan.
Oh, yeah.
Old Man Logan's
amazing. Wow. Death in the Family is one I read at least once a year, too. Yeah. So, some good stuff in that. What's the other one? Killing Joke, I still read.
There's a Joker graphic novel that is real good. I think it's called Joker. And it's from the standpoint of one of the Joker's henchmen.
Yeah.
So he's telling from his point of view about the Joker and everything that happened. That one's real good.
I love stuff like that. I really do. I love stuff that's different.
That's dope.
You know, kind of unique, like not your conventional comic book storytelling. Those tend to be my favorite.
Word. All right.
Jared.
Thank you. Jared, what are you putting over, sir?
I'm putting over, so it's two documentaries, same topic.
Two!
I heard Rare might have put this over last week. The Fire Festival documentary.
Fire Fraud is the one I put over last week. Yeah. What's the other one called?
It's Fire Festival. I think it's the greatest festival never made.
Okay.
Or something like that. It's on Netflix.
The picture on Netflix is hilarious. They do that dude dirty. They just have the dude riding a jet ski with money spraying out the back of him. But it's a real picture of him on the jet ski that they just photoshopped.
They just put the money in there.
It's fantastic.
So which one's better, in your opinion?
So far, I haven't quite finished the one on Netflix, but the one on Hulu I think is better. Looking in the background, the one on Netflix was produced by some of the guys who were involved with promoting Fire Festival.
Fuck Jerry Team.
Yes. So they had a little bit of an angle on that they needed to get through.
Oh, of course.
They definitely sold that dude out.
Yeah,
they sold that motherfucker out.
They did that dude shitty on Hulu.
Yeah, well, he did himself in on everything.
Who are you talking about? The guy who worked for Fuck Jerry?
No.
Because at the end of the Hulu one,
it was pronouns!
Who's he?
Yeah.
The dude who Billy. Worked for Fuck Jerry. Is that his name?
Oh, Billy's the main fraud.
Billy's the Magnesis guy.
On Hulu, there was a guy who Fuck Jerry appointed to work
Fire
Fraud.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the end of that episode, then it was like, that Fuck Jerry said that he misrepresented the company and
his role,
and he got fired from them. And I was like, that's so fucked up.
He probably got fired because he said the goddamn truth, that they knew it
he
was
told
a scam
the truth
the whole time. Because they're all still trying to avoid legal liability because shit's still going on.
Well, that was what this was. This was like them pleading their case without being in court yet.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of those people are going to subpoena it. A lot of those people are going to still be wrapped.
How is that even? I don't know. I don't know how smart it is.
That legal?
To do all this and then you still had to go to court for this. Yeah. Like, they're going to pull this up as evidence.
Bill still went to jail and he got paid from Hulu to do the documentary. So,
this is covering
the Brian guy, right?
Yeah. No, Bill paid him to do.
That was the craziest thing, though, was the Billy McFarlane afterwards was the fact that that dude was, you know, like, there's a civil lawsuit that went on, and basically the lawyer for the civil lawsuit said he's going to be living in his mom's basement for a long time. And it cuts to him in his. In his penthouse apartment, running a new scam.
He's got a new scam.
NYC VIP bullshit.
Selling Hamilton tickets.
He wasn't even on probation. He was still pending trial. They even said something about, like, usually once you're awaiting sentencing is when you're on your best fucking behavior.
Not this
guy. And this dude is out there, like, running scams.
Just a constant scam.
And they talk about how he was running scams back in, like, kindergarten. And
you know what's nuts is that was the second most shocking moment, next to the fact that some dude sucked dick for Evian water through customs. What in the actual hell?
The fact that dude, he's like, I was ready to do it.
He was ready to do it. He was ready to do it. So
hold on. I think the crazier thing is that I had no idea that, and this will let you know, like, I think that I'm pretty savvy on social media and on it quite a bit, that this shit is just a whole different world. Like they said, rich people problems. I had no idea that Fire Festival was even a thing.
And I didn't feel bad for not one of them.
I
didn't see none of the tweets about it?
As it was happening, I saw it. But before
I didn't think people were buying it. I knew it was happening, but I was like, nobody's buying this.
People were like, oh, did you hear about this crazy shit? I was like, no.
Well, that's because we have a couple brain cells to run together.
That was the best part of it. Like, I was like, Rand, right? Like, I saw it.
And we'll destroy him at the Ramble.
To push it, and then I was like, what is that? And then I checked into it, and I was like, what the fuck? How expensive is this shit?
Like you said, rich people problems. Like, this is a whole different tax bracket for us.
$250K for a single goddamn phone?
I don't feel bad that Chad and Brody lost their money and didn't get to enjoy the fucking festival.
Again, though, one of my favorite parts was that part of their agreement to purchase that original island was the fact that they weren't supposed to mention Pablo Escobar's name. And that's the first thing they do. The first words in their commercial are Pablo Escobar's private island.
Because I just saw this, I gotta say a couple things. First off, it was crazy how they went to the island and shot like the fake party stuff to use for
and that small little beach house.
Them going to that pig island.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The pigs are biting them.
First off, I thought this guy was a major hater. The guy who was in the Hulu doc who kept saying like, oh. And I was calling them and I was like, hey, Comcast, don't do this deal. I was like, who the fuck is this guy? Who's like, oh, man, I was just telling everybody how it's a fraud. But he also said that he saw the map and he was like, this map is a parking lot of Santa. Unfinished parking lot.
And he's tweeting it out and they're sending him cease and desist letters.
Right. This is the illest scam ever. Like, I almost... Like, a little bit of me is like, okay, Billy, like,
if some people gave him some real money, like,
if you had the money, the real money behind it,
or the time, he had the vision.
He was getting money from the owner of the Oklahoma Thunder, who ended up killing himself.
Yeah. he died mysteriously.
Yeah! No, it wasn't mysteriously.
Well, he crashed his car into a fucking wall.
After he was indicted or something.
That dude had his own other problems rather than just Fire Festival. He was indicted.
Oh, yeah, he was he was getting money from that guy.
He was shady.
Going back to the documentary, another one of my favorite parts, not to ruin anything, but it's like when they talk about the success of the one company had and then they come back around to it. Basically,
Magnesis.
He's just putting tickets on his credit card and that's the way he's giving people a discount.
He's running from one scam to the next.
What?
Yo, the way that he would solve the fucking selling tickets he didn't have problem is buying them on StubHub and
he would just overpay that day. Just
but
to
I'm
get
saying
it.
Though, when you think nuts. He's buying when he's like the clubhouse that he had for him, whatever. Like he was doing like genius things, but it was just like even the Fire Festival, it could have worked. Like they said, Ja Rule is trying to do it again, but
Ja Rule out of here. No one trusts Ja Rule no more.
Do it in such a short amount of time that they
it's
were like
murder.
The only thing I want to see Ja Rule in is the Murder Inc. documentary that's coming
because I think because they already had sold so much stuff.
But see, the smart thing, well, at least for us. We saw it and said, oh, Ja Rule's involved? Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, that was instantly to me.
I
was like, wait,
he's the
various
part one.
I think
you're letting Ja Rule make decisions?
I saw the lineup and went, how is this first time festival pulling these names? Like, that was
it's
my
always
other thing.
A red
like,
flag.
Yo, and why did they pay Kylie to post that good music was going to be
because
there?
Because.
No, I know why, but scam. I'm saying, like, she don't know that good music is going to be there.
But the exact reason why it worked.
We've even had a local music festival that seemed too good to be true, and that stuff wrapped up
and it happened,
real fast.
Yeah.
Oh, the jazz festival, right?
No.
Which one?
It was downtown. Yeah. I forgot
that happened at the jazz festival, too.
Yeah, this one was a one-year thing, and then they tried to come for a second year.
Oh, you're talking about...
Lost Lake.
Man, it had such
it was too good
name.
To be true.
Yeah, it was totally too good to be true.
The ticket price is too high.
Yo, but shout out to the Jamaican dude, or the... The Caribbean dude in the Hulu one, because when they were like, oh, so they paid you to rob customs.
Yeah,
he was like, hey, I never stole nothing.
You're the biggest shit in
right.
the
no, that was
I'm
the
like,
best part.
Yo, I'm yeah. like, he's the man.
I never stole nothing.
The whole time he was like, hey, I was telling them like, yo, man, this shit's not going to work. Like, what are we doing here?
Well, then you watch the other side of that is there's the woman who she fed everybody at, like, as they were
the
building.
The restaurant owner, yeah.
Yeah, the restaurant owner who she, fed everyone as they were building the site out and all that. And, like, she kept
trying to.
She never got paid.
She went through her savings.
Yeah, she went through her savings, filed bankruptcy, credit. But now she still got debt. So somebody started a GoFundMe for her. And it's now, like, exceeding the amount she was targeting.
That's the good about documentaries like this, isn't it?
Yeah, increase the awareness. Right.
There were a lot of people down there that got screwed over by this.
What about the stupid shit about
all the workers didn't get paid? They tried to, like, literally sink down
the flies on the alcohol.
The 50% tax.
He's like, who buys all this alcohol? Then it was like, what, $200,000?
Two mil.
Two mil in alcohol tax.
Bottom line.
No, yeah,
but Netflix, watch them.
Check these docs out, Josh. What do you
got?
So good.
All right. Well, speaking of Hulu, I don't know how this is going to go over with you guys, but
I hate it already. No,
Rock hates it already.
I watched some really questionable stuff on Hulu, so you're probably okay.
I'm like super late to the boat, but I just finished the first season of Handmaid's Tale.
That's on Hulu. Too close to home.
I get that, Jared. Like, I don't want to give away spoilers because I didn't know shit about it. I didn't bother watching for the longest time. I signed up for like the $1 a month thing last year for Black Friday, and that's why I got Hulu now. And I was like, fuck, we should watch this Handmaid's Tale. Like, it was a big thing last year and all that. I thought it was like a time, like a period piece, like something of like old school,
like a factual period.
It was
piece.
Like the Crucible.
Yeah, exactly. That's like the Crucible. That's kind of what I was thinking, like something along those lines. No, man, this is sci-fi shit. This is alternate reality. There's like crazy ass shit going on. The first few episodes, super, super hard to watch.
They're dark.
It's so dark. It's so heavy. Like, it kind of drives me nuts that they run commercials during it.
You gotta pay for the no commercial plan. That's what I do.
But I was gonna say, like, this is their own show. Like
$7.
They're doing their sponsors like a disservice by putting advertisements in the middle of this particular show.
Oh yeah.
Because, so give us a little breakdown about what the show is. Like, is this about like some?
If you're the type who's like me, who like avoids trailers and stuff and doesn't want to know anything about anything, like just skip forward a little bit. But like essentially, it's in a world where it's essentially happening right now. But like instead of this current world, people lost the ability to have babies, and like this whole thing's like going like that, and like humanity seems to be dying out. But there are still people who can have babies.
Didn't they make a movie about this?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the name of the movie because that's what I thought it was.
Yeah, right. So there's that happening. But at the same time, then like there's just like a big civil war going on, and like if you can imagine like Trump's like master plan, like if he had like a crazy master plan and his dream world happened. It kind of feels like that's what this is. Like,
okay.
Men are in control.
Cybertron
shit's crazy. Women are enslaved.
Space food.
The movie's called Children of Men.
Children of Men's fantastic.
Yeah, so is that kind of... Because they couldn't have kids in that movie. It was like...
Yeah, but
the
Children of Men seems kind of like... It seems like kind of a whole different world. Like it's hard to connect with it. You start watching Handmaid's Tale, and it's like, fuck, man, this seems like... It feels like it's our world, but this shit's happening, like, tomorrow.
It's from a book that was written in 1985.
Right.
Wow. So, I remember reading... I don't remember, actually, the book, except, like...
You also don't remember reading.
But, no, we did it in high school, and I remember having to do, like, reports on it and stuff.
What was the movie? It was an older movie, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know that, but
I think there was, like, a made-for-TV movie for it.
Yeah. This is one of those books that was definitely banned from my wife's Catholic school, I'll say that much. There's a lot of, like, really fucked-up, crazy shit going on in it, and it's really heavy.
I would just say, probably, like, the first episode or two, there's this guy who might have, like, touched a woman improperly, and the fucking gang of handmaidens beat the fuck out of him with their bare hands and fists.
Wait, so the handmaidens are like gang?
That's a double, bare hands and fists and feet.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I always got the impression that that like women are being mistreated in this world and they don't have those.
They're slaves.
Yeah, oh, they're slaves.
Yeah. Yeah, but they sat back in this. Like a Morton Joe and how he's got like the milkmaids like nursing people. That's what I thought. Handmaid's Tale movie.
Yeah.
Wow. I might have to check it out. My girl's been watching it, and
you watch it too, Nia?
I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I skipped over that show, like, but now I'm like, gang.
Right. If you can get yourself in the right mental place for it, to take on a heavy show like that, yeah. I just got through the first season, and at the end, I was like, fuck yeah. Like, it's
women building, power!
It's building up to something cool. I don't know what. But,
I haven't watched it. At least I hope. All
right.
Fresh off the boat.
Mm. Fresh off the boat.
So my put over is going to be, I'm gonna keep this this TV stuff going on.
They're beating over in the
studio room. It's gonna be True Detectives.
I was gonna say,
oh, True Detective.
If you go to the studio,
True Detective season 3 Marshall is out now. Yeah,
are they bouncing back nicely? Because I kind of hated season 2, but I love season 1.
Season 2 was trash. Season 1 was so good. Yeah.
Rand hasn't seen season 1, but I told him he needs to watch it. Season 1 is the shit.
Watch 1.
So we're on to 3 now.
Yeah, so 3, Marshall Ali. Is basically, this story is about, like, some kids who got abducted. One of them got killed. One of them, they didn't find what happened to it. And it's kind of like doing, like, the 3-story thing where, like, he's an old man in one of the stories. He's, like, middle-aged and then younger. So it's like showing, like, his progression through the case and also through being a detective.
Sure.
And then, like, the case just keeps popping up and biting him in the ass. Like, when he's a middle-aged man, it comes back and they're like, oh, you know, what we thought happened didn't really happen. And then when he's an old man, it's like this, like, TV show or this reporter, like, doing a piece on him. And she's asking him about, like, what happened in the case. So
why you fucked up here?
Yeah, so all of those pieces are going together, and it's supposed to just be like, oh, and his older self, he's got not dementia, but
Alzheimer's.
He's developing Alzheimer's in his old age.
So
his mind is already, like, failing him, and then him talking about the case again is
then
making
him tattoo his body,
rethink of things differently. So he's like, the Alzheimer's is almost helping him because it's like erasing what he thought about the case so that he can kind of, like, put it
fresh perspective,
put it together. That's
cool.
So it's 3 episodes in right now.
You sold me. Yeah. So 3 episodes in, not too late to get, you know, you can still hop in and not get spoiled on the internet.
I would wait for 3 episodes is good because now you can binge 3 episodes.
You can binge, that's true.
Hey, well, quick side note. Have you guys ever watched New York Undercover?
Dog.
Yes. That is a staple of the community.
I wish there was either a box set of the entire series, 2, one of these streaming services would actually have it available.
Why isn't it streaming?
And 3, that he never got killed in the episode. So it could have kept going.
It could have kept going.
The wild thing is, like, that shit is created by Dick Wolf, who's responsible for Law and Order. Like, why can't, like, they make that happen? Dick like Wolf is a great name, by the way.
I've heard talks about name. Them, like,
they've talked about a reboot.
Back. Yeah,
a
reboot.
The original
Natalie's
show.
Bro. Natalie's.
The original show,
Natalie's,
I think.
It was Natalie's, right?
Natalie's, yeah. Oh, they had a lot of, like, licensed music in it, so that's always an issue. Because they would bring in the singer
it was
to
so
sing.
So fire, though.
They would have to cut that scene out of every one of them, which would suck.
That's also why Luke Cage was so dope.
Yeah, the music makes it good.
Because they had the club where it would always be. That gave it those vibes.
Has everybody seen New York Undercover?
No.
Oh, wow.
Come on, boys.
Well, there won't be any way to find it.
Have you ever watched New York Undercover? It was on Fox.
Malik Yoba.
Ice-T. Michael DeLorenzo.
Ice-T? He was on there. What are you talking about?
Ice-T was in that shit.
Malik Yoba.
But Ice-T was in it, too. He's the one that killed Malik Yoba's girl. Think about it.
Is Ice-T the first name you think of when you think New York Undercover?
Okay. Ice-T is the first name I think of when I think of police procedurals.
When you think of someone who went from a criminal to the law.
In the criminal justice system, sexually based offenses are kept especially heinous. New York City.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yo, I should have said Malik Yoba first, but Ice-T came to mind.
Ice-T.
But Ice-T's the one that killed Malik Yoba's girl.
Okay.
I thought he was confusing it with the movie with Ice-T and Chris Rock.
New Jack City.
Yeah,
I was like, wait.
I'm like, are you confusing scenes?
No, sir. Wait a minute. All right. True Detective, New York Undercover, all those things.
Super.
Derek, what do you got?
All right. I'm going to wrap it up with another documentary on Netflix. I'm going to do Trigger Warning with Killer Mike, his new show.
I've been hearing so much about it.
I love it. Still. I love it. I watched the first episode. It's incredible. The message that he's trying to send, the things that he's trying to do with it. It's a It's a legitimately funny, thought-provoking show.
So what's the premise, just like, for people who haven't checked it out?
Okay, so like in general, what he's doing is he's just trying to put he's trying to put ideas into play that would be revolutionary to certain institutions, right? So like the very first episode is all about him living black, meaning that he wanted to go back to just completely purchasing every meal, everything that he's doing, any hotel that he's staying at, anything that he's doing.
Transportation,
anything.
It had to be provided black.
Right. And so his thought process on it on the episode, for the first episode, was that, you know, for him, and it's funny that he brought this up because I can agree, as a kid I always thought this too, was that segregation was the end of inequality in America, because when you're a kid and it's all idealistic, that's the way it's presented to you. And it's absolutely not the case. Mm. But, you know, you learn about the entire civil rights movement in elementary school in, like, 2 weeks. So that's
in
that's
February.
In February. Yo, that's how that goes.
How
right?
wild is it that, like, you literally learn the exact same subjects from, like, kindergarten through, like, graduation in high school?
When are they going to update?
You get, like, a little, like, you get, like, 2% more of the story every grade, but it's the same, it's the fucking same shit.
A little bit more detail.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more, like, adult-oriented
right.
information. About
like, when you're older, you hear about the battles more, because there's people dying and
right.
shit. Like,
right. So, and curriculum is wild. Bring that up, because his second episode is literally titled Fuck School, and the whole thing mm-hmm. about it is about how school teaches you a bunch of shit that you don't need to know.
Nothing.
So, his idea is bringing, like, trade classes to, like, elementary school, like, teaching first and second graders about plumbing and teaching them how to hang drywall and how to do
that
stuff.
That episode was hilarious because he told them kids, he was like, hey, everybody told you that you can be president. No, fuck that.
He was like,
you need to learn a trade.
Yes. Wow.
You need to start helping your parents out with bills. And so
that's
kind of
like Craig's dad. That's Craig's dad on Friday.
Yes.
You're gonna go to school. We're gonna get a trade.
And one of the kids said, "I'll be president." And it's funny because when he came back to a different segment, he's like, "You're never gonna be president." He said it with such sincerity.
Never gonna be president
to like
now.
A 6-year-old kid. It was amazing. But like, okay, so like his first episode, going back to it, is the whole segregation thing, right?
Oh,
and
wow.
So his grandfather mm-hmm. used to tell him that segregation actually wasn't this bad thing, because black people had to purchase everything and do business within their own community.
And
so
keeping the black dollar in the black community.
Exactly.
And stuff like that.
And so he showed
That's
a
when
chart.
You have black-owned stores.
Right. And
cetera,
he showed a chart how in America, like, Asians, for instance, keep the dollar in their community the longest. Like, they keep a dollar in their community nearly 30 days.
And that's why they have a Chinatown.
Right.
Or Koreatown.
Was it like 2 weeks or something?
No,
like
no. It whittled
people.
Down.
More
like
than your people. Whose bank's holding that money? Just curious.
Jews were next. And then it was white people. And then
like
how
that motherfucker chimed in. He's like,
hold on, listen.
I was about to ask the question, then he was like, well.
He was already on it.
Everybody was in like the 20s to mid 20s,
yeah.
right? And then it's like, black people, however,
six hours
is how long
wow.
a dollar stays in the community.
Yeah.
So his whole thing was.
Where the Mexicans at?
Sounds about right.
It wasn't on that list.
They weren't counting
the
pesos.
On list.
Said that he couldn't buy no Mexican weed either.
That was the and he couldn't buy from his regular dealer because his regular dealer gets it from North Cal and it's a bunch of white dudes growing it, so he couldn't buy it from white
farmers.
No black
farmers.
Amazing, because that was a big thing with him.
He was looking for Jamaicans so that he could buy some Jamaican
weed.
He's
legitimately trying to do an interview show, and then every part of it, every interview with every single person he talked to was like, hey, you know some Jamaicans I can buy some weed from? Because I can't buy from my normal guys. And everybody's like, nah, man, sorry. And he didn't smoke for this entire... He set 3 days out, basically, for him to...
He didn't smoke for 3 days?
Yeah. He didn't smoke for 3 days. He said he stayed sober. It was the most sober he's ever been in his adult life. But it was interesting
he's
because,
trying to
like,
buy some black-owned weed.
His
man,
bigger,
I'm jumping
because
in
he's
on
trying
stuff
to.
Because I watched this too. The show.
Wait, I don't want to recap the entire thing,
no,
but this sounds so good, though. I definitely would have checked
it
out.
Watch it.
It was just crazy that he was in Atlanta, right? And he had a show that was, like, still in Atlanta. In Athens, Georgia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, he couldn't find no black-owned stuff when he was in Athens.
And it was just...
And it was just crazy. Like, when he got there, he couldn't find no black hotels. He couldn't find no black restaurants.
My man sleeps on the bench. And he talks about that in the first, like, 5 seconds of the episode. But, I mean, like, it's such a thing for him to put himself out there and do this stuff. You know, it's just kind of like the ideas that he's implementing in, like, some of the other episodes. He's trying to make
that
it happen.
That he's also about it. That he's not just saying.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with him. Like, he owns guns.
All right, before we move on, I just want to take a quick moment to remind everybody that the Steel Cage podcast and, quite frankly, the Matt Mania podcast are brought to you by The Muscle Hustle on iOS and Android.
The Muscle Hustle.
Yes.
Maniacs and Steel Cage, boys and girls alike, really need to get into this game. Be sure you check out, be on the lookout specifically. We're going to have some links in the descriptions in our respective podcasts here so we can actually push the game out to you guys and deliver you this this amazing game here.
I played a little bit. Neo put me onto it, and I had a lot of fun. Do you guys play it? It's, like, really fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the game. I will say you can get a extra bonus if you use our code. What's our code?
So for the Matt Maniacs out there, please use the code MEGAHUSTLE in all caps, MEGAHUSTLE.
Yeah, that's the promo code that'll get you a 25% boost.
So the cool thing is...
Get you 25 gold, baby.
Yeah, you go to your settings and you enter your codes. You can enter as many codes as you want. So you enter that one, also enter Steel Muscles.
Yeah. Steel's in the Steel Cage. Steel Muscles.
Steel Muscles.
There you go.
Steel Muscles.
You know what our tag team
That's 50 gold
now,
total.
Right there.
I think we got it.
Mega Hustle, Steel Muscles.
So, quick.
Wayne, you said you played this game. Is it like licensed characters in there? Or no, what wrestling characters?
It's all original art. It's all original characters.
Really? Original stories.
Really high quality stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. But
there are a lot of similarities. You're going to see a lot of guys that are loosely based on a real wrestler.
I saw a code that has said like
Lenny Osega.
I was like, ooh, they got
Lenny Osega.
I didn't know. There's
actually a dude named Alistair Lager Black.
Yeah.
Lager Black, is that what you said?
There's a wrestler called Nick Jackson.
Really?
And then he becomes General Displeasure or General something.
General Displeasure.
I like that a lot.
I give it up to him because really when it comes down to it, they took a lot of things that are just standard, you know, fun things about mobile games and they put it all into one, but it makes sense. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're building up wrestlers. You feel like you're building up your, you know, your stats, your special abilities, all of that. I mean, we talked about it on the Steel Cage, but there's very few, you know, mobile wrestling games that feel like it actually has anything to do with wrestling. You got puzzle games, you got card games, you got all sorts of other stuff. But I mean, this one actually feels like you're really competing in a match when you're fighting people out in the slingshot mode.
Yep. It's a top-down slingshot style, and then every wrestler has their own abilities and buffs to help progress the story. There is a story. I mean, you develop a team and you go through these different chapters and you wreak havoc, win titles. The most recent story is the Cabo San Lucas Championship, where the actual new luchadors were actually introduced to the Muscle Hustle.
It's pretty serious.
The Cabo San Lucas
Championship.
Awesome. Shit,
so check it out,
Joe.
Who's got the Tijuana Cruiserweight title?
Please let us get the joke first.
The Catalina Wine Mixer.
Championship.
Championship.
Yo, so shout out to the Muscle Hustle. Make sure you go grab it. Let us know how you like it. And tell them that Matt Mania and Steel Cage sent you.
I will say, too, prior to that, you can also add your fellow Maniacs and Steel Cage boys and girls to your tag team or to your roster so you can call them in at any time.
Nice.
Currently, your boy, the Neo X, is ranked 152.
Woo!
So get at me at
in the world?
762-416. 762-416.
That's what's up. Yo, so moving forward, let's talk about some wrestling.
Yeah.
So Monday Night Raw. I'm going to pass this around as much as I can because I'm going to sound like a hater. It seemed like the first half hour of Raw was let's everybody put over Finn Balor and make you believe he has a chance.
That's pretty much what it was.
I got a little tired of it. Like, I felt like it was just so obvious that now he's going to lose this match. So
what was worse, though, that or the pose-off?
Oh, no, the pose-off.
You know what? Pose-off was fun. I like seeing Apollo get some mic time. But
importantly, he showed character. Goofy.
And character.
Funny. Yes.
And
yeah, that was what it was. It wasn't just the fact that he was getting time. He was funny. He finally kind of cut loose.
That was the first time I've seen him kind of.
I'm also Team Almighty, so.
I mean.
Now you are.
Now I am.
It worked. They got.
Oh, you are, for real?
Yeah, I mean, I like him too. I really do. I think that.
Leo and Bobby Lashley, they're a good team.
Bobby Lashley.
Lashley.
Bobby.
Title right now.
Mm-hmm. So here's this thing that always happens
in
wrestling.
Show them what everybody came here for.
Show the side
jump forward. Just around the table. Does Finn Balor have a chance in this match?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
They'll make him look good, but he's not winning.
Yeah.
This right, the whole that's what I mean by no
hold on. Is it 100% confirmed that Brock is signed beyond Royal Rumble?
Who would know?
Don't, we don't know.
Don't know, but Brock's. I
let's assume
shocked.
He's doing the, he's doing a mania. He's going
no,
to mania.
Because I've read both sides saying he is not signed beyond the Rumble, and I've read that he is signed beyond.
This
the
has
Rumble.
Been wrong
that
every you know, time.
I know he's
it's been wrong every
to
time.
Right, Randy, do you remember when this first started? When we first started saying that Brock didn't sign,
it was
sign.
Wrong every time. He's not
oh,
signed at the greatest Royal Rumble. He's not
signed on for another pay per view. Like this is what they keep on.
Brock likes money.
They want us to think. No, in the actuality, the reason why Braun was traded out was because Braun couldn't take another loss to Brock, and this was going to be a garbage match between them.
Yeah,
we all know Brock Braun's puts on injured. A better match against guys. We saw the match against Daniel Bryan. We see
yeah.
the match against
small
AJ
guys
Styles.
Work for him.
He just it just works. It
no!
really does. So it's going to be in a loss. It's going to be a far more entertaining match. Plus,
Finn's
going to
come out strong.
And he's not going to come out as the demon.
Right.
So
but he's going to hold himself.
No, they're saving that.
No.
You
save
that's why it's going to be that much cooler
that's
when he
cool.
does later this
I
year.
I just haven't seen
later,
the demon.
Later
that's
this
what I
year?
To see.
At WrestleMania.
I want it. You're foaming at the mouth with it. You know what Vince said? If we gave the fans what they want all the time, they'd be like children eating candy
like,
all the time.
They said they were going to give me what I want.
This is the first time.
No, you
went like,
in the match. That's good enough for now.
I can't remember the last time like heading closer towards WrestleMania where I'm like, I don't really know what they're doing with like
yeah,
the
I don't know where
unquote,
this
main
is going.
Championship. Like what they're doing at Universal Championship? I don't know, man. Like,
I don't know
it
either.
Could end
that's
up
what
being,
they promised you.
It later. Could end up being Brock versus the demon Finn Balor. I don't know. Probably
yeah,
not,
the beast,
well, no,
the beast incarnate versus the demon. I like
remember.
That.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be.
That would be cool.
They
got to
earn it, but yeah. Finn would earn.
Maybe
it.
Maybe he'll get it. Maybe, I mean, I don't know how Finn could get back into a Mania match at this point.
I mean,
point,
the key word that I think everybody is missing that we can always count on
shenanigans
from
Braun Strowman.
And Braun Strowman.
Yep.
Imagine Braun Strowman is.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with
so
that, though.
So that they can just throw the match away,
and then they can do a three way at whatever the next
when Braun is healed.
Well, think about it. What's next? Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber.
That's highlighted by the women's.
Brock's
tag
not
team
showing up.
No,
Brock doesn't show up at Elimination
nope.
Chamber.
Nope.
So that's going to be a number one contender.
Brock's not
going
to be seen again until Mania.
See Dean last year.
No, but listen to what he just said. That makes sense, though. So if Braun interferes.
Yeah.
And then they have to do number one contender Elimination Chamber match at Elimination Chamber
okay. like
to find
that.
Out who's going to fight Brock at Mania.
Then it's the Great
that
Reset,
works.
And they can put whoever they want.
But I don't like that because...
So you're saying Brock retains
them. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think...
I'm saying Finn wins with shenanigans. They have a tournament.
There's a lot going on there, though, because that can't necessarily happen in Elimination Chamber based on who's going to win at Royal Rumble. And when Seth Rollins wins the whole goddamn
Which
Royal
I also
Rumble,
don't like the stories that I've read saying Seth is going to win because I don't like Seth Rollins.
Dean Ambrose
Brock
is going to win.
Let me tell you what,
I'm gonna say, don't count your boy Samoa Joe out because he's choking niggas out right now.
Samoa,
and he's turned into the old Samoa.
I like his attitude.
Turned back into the old me.
However, he's still a jobber. No, he's not.
Hey, he's
I'm not saying that, but he's definitely he's a shiner. Like
you
he
just said that though.
He makes people look good. That's
going
what he
back,
does.
Going back to the Finn Balor match, though. I mean,
yeah.
I am talking. We are a podcast that have celebrated Braun Strowman. We love Braun Strowman. We cheers to Braun Strowman. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you guys know that. To Braun Strowman.
Yeah. Get these beers.
And refer to him as Bear Bryant. But anyway, the thing about Braun is that this particular spot, I agree with. I don't want to see Braun versus Brock.
I love that.
And I don't want to see Braun lose. So if that was the case, if that's the scenario, I would much rather see a ridiculously good match between Brock and Finn, which we're going to see. And Finn eat the loss. Finn's totally capable of eating the loss due to the size disparity. And as long
and
as there
he's
is
been
some shenanigans.
A bunch of losses already.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I feel you. It's Braun's time. I mean, well.
Is it Braun's time?
We've wanted Braun for so long that I get what he's saying. That we can't keep putting Braun in that title picture and then make him look.
I feel like they pump fake like way too many times of Braun Strowman.
Yes. And, and it's like a lot of things. They missed their opportunity. And there are certain guys that
you got to expect that that whole Roman
stuff. Oh, the Roman Reigns shit threw everything in.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. But at the same time, too, there were several opportunities for them to rectify that and actually give Braun an opportunity. The problem is that they didn't want to pull the trigger, but then they're so willing to pull the trigger at other times on new guys. And Braun was honestly one of the hottest wrestlers in the company at one point.
I'll tell you the God honest truth. Braun Strowman should have won the tag team titles by himself when he had a chance.
Yeah.
Instead of that whole Nicholas bullshit debacle,
that would have changed everything.
Braun should have won it by himself, and then they should have took the titles from him.
Either way, it was trash.
Carry them by yourself,
right?
But he should have
super trash.
Either way, it was weak, but.
No,
I guess
but that makes him look different. And I mean, that's essentially what happened. The kid really
it's pretty much what
anything,
happened. He didn't do anything.
Right? But at the same
he
time,
he went back
too,
to school.
The kid being involved was a joke.
Right. It made him a joke. Oh, yeah. And it made like, why are we making Braun funny when Braun should be murdering people in trucks? Yeah.
Yes.
They're taking their time with taking him to the top, which is, I don't know.
They've taken too much time.
It might arguably be taking too much time. Yeah. Like, by the time it happens, if it happens at Mania, it'll be great.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But that's what we always say about them.
Is he the guy you want to see? Is he ready for to be the guy when the credits close?
Do we
want to
see Braun and Brock again,
at Mania? Like,
who
is
wants to see
is
that
Braun
match?
The guy?
I think so. I think
you know what it is.
If Braun went at Mania, everybody would be happy.
And I want to see him drive in an ice cream truck made of human skulls.
But we literally know what a Braun Strowman Brock Lesnar match is. There's no variation.
Right. That's why they're not doing it for Mania.
It's the same match.
What?
Brock and Braun is the same match every time.
Well, that's why they throw another person in, they do a triple threat, or they do shenanigans, because we know it probably wouldn't be a real entertaining match, which is why they put Finn in.
Murder each other. Have they been in a cage yet?
Hell in a Cell?
No,
have
they've
been
in
a cage.
I don't think so.
Braun and Brock together.
Bring back the big blue cage. Let them fuck each other up.
Oh, the old school?
Put them in the Ken Shamrock cage. In the
what?
The lion's den?
Yeah, put them in the lion's den.
Jesus. Wow.
And let them murder each other.
That's just an octagon.
I was about to say.
You can't say that, Derek.
They can't call it an octagon.
So is that the same thing when it was cars in the parking garage when they fought in the circle
of
cars?
Ryan's Den was a circle cage that they had.
It was in the basement of Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was supposed to be.
With Dan Severn and Shamrock.
Because that was supposed to be what came from.
UFC.
No, I was going to say, what was it, the Hart Dungeon or something?
No, it was.
Yeah, they did a Hart Dungeon match with Owen Hart and.
That was
Blackman or Shamrock, one of them.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Basically, it was just wrestling and fighting in a
wrestling
room
in the basement.
Made me sketchy.
That's
there,
where they
dude.
Had to practice.
So there's not a whole lot on Raw that I want to talk about, but honestly, I just want to talk about it because I do think.
Are you gonna glance
what
over
about
the,
all that
the,
booty?
The wardrobe malfunction.
I didn't see this.
I didn't see it live. It went blank, and every piece of footage is blurry.
Yeah, all the guys.
So
look. I've seen enough blurry images of Sasha Banks' booty that I know what her booty looks like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, apparently it wasn't, you know the shape. It wasn't a bare booty because she had like a sheer thing on that's like
in
a flesh color. So,
yeah,
you know, it happens. Okay.
Again, stop being pervs. Grow the fuck up. Anyway,
I mean, wait a second.
Yeah.
Like, AJ Styles had a hole in his ass in a match.
We're not going to talk about the main event
about?
With the ladies because that match.
Oh, my bad. The host.
Let me set you up. You knock it down. All right, right. So here.
Yeah.
Main event, ladies tag team
match.
He's
going to hate on it.
Yeah. It was Rhonda and Natty versus the huggers, Bayley and Sasha, who needed to just be lesbian lovers already.
Okay.
Great match.
So before this match, I just want to talk about they're not doing Ronda Rousey any favors. This is the worst promo.
Oh, that was a terrible promo
I've ever heard in my life.
Wait,
she should have just stopped and threw the mic and just walked out.
Well,
like,
that promo was terrible.
Give her like, make her angry. Like she's just trying to come up with all these
words.
She needs
mad mic work.
And the words she's saying don't make sense. She's like, oh, Sasha too busy running around being the boss. Like, and she's not dedicated to this business. That's the worst thing you can say about Sasha Banks. Like, like she's not dedicated. Like, come on, it doesn't even fit
Sasha
her character.
Banks is getting jobbed out for how long?
It doesn't fit her character at all.
I just wanted to ask this. Is the cutting my hair off and cleaning her feet line supposed to refer to her as Jesus?
I didn't get that. I didn't understand why she said that.
You know what I'm talking
about?
Yes.
Does
anybody else know what I'm talking about? Yes.
Wait.
So I'm like,
I don't think that was on the Hulu feed. I think they cut that off the Hulu cut. They cut it off. But I heard about it.
They're cutting.
That's not on Hulu
now, which is what I heard, that they're just giving them
terrible
keywords and letting them cut their own promos. Is
not Rhonda.
That what supposed to mean? Was that supposed to be a Bible reference? I think I missed that part.
So you're telling me Mick Manson. Listen,
get in the microphone.
No.
Rhonda, talk about feet. Talk about hair. Ha ha.
No.
That actually sounds about right.
Maybe.
No, it actually does sound like something that Rhonda would come up with because it sounds like a UFC type shit. It sounds like something that she was trying to be creative with. It reminds me of what we talked about on the steel cage when it comes to Braun. We know Braun wasn't medically cleared to fight, and we're sure that that had a big impact on why he's not in this match, also eating the loss, right?
Absolutely.
But another one of our theories was the way that he floundered in that odd segment that they had a few weeks back where it was Braun Strowman and Heyman, or I'm sorry, Brock Lesnar. And,
oh, the split screen?
Yeah, the split screen thing, where they just buried him.
They buried him.
Like, he floundered. Like, I didn't know what was going on. When it comes to that, like, that makes me think of that. They do weird shit like that. A normal television show would never in a million years, like, test somebody on one of their episodes in front of a live audience.
Live, right?
But fucking Vince would. You know he would. And he was like, is this guy going to be main event material or not? Mm-hmm. Put him out there with a live mic. Give him no script. See how he does. And, like, that's our theory.
That's
because
people saying, like, Braun was just staring the camera down.
That makes a lot of sense.
Was he supposed to be saying something back?
He was waiting for something that wasn't there. I feel like he was waiting for something, but it didn't happen.
It makes a lot of sense.
But, yeah, that's all I thought from that was, like, are you referring to Sasha Banks as Jesus right now? Or are you saying that you're Jesus? Like, who's
your what was the line?
That was
Jesus cleaned people's feet, and she was
what
like,
"What did Rhonda say?
Am I supposed to cut my hair off and clean her feet with them, or something like that?"
That's exactly.
And it's like that's so weird that I'm like, "Are you religious? And were you pulling from that in your in cutting your promo?"
She's a Sandy Hook truther, so I don't put anything past her. She's the same fucking thing.
The only thing that I appreciated from the segment is the realism that was there. Because she was so mad, she had to fumble through her words. That was one way that I looked
at
it.
Right, and that's all I'm saying is, like, she could be attacking it like, oh, y'all are putting Sasha on the pedestal. So, like, oh, does she just think that she's better than everybody that I'm supposed to come clean her feet? Like, that's a slave metaphor type stuff. Like,
maybe.
You know, so.
It was
my thing is this. Super awkward. Arguably the biggest name in the company should not be fumbling through promos.
Well, she didn't have
bottom line.
Promos.
Yeah, Brock doesn't do that. He's got Paul.
Right.
She needs a mouthpiece? Is that what you're saying?
Everybody can.
I said that. I think Ronda Rousey with a mouthpiece would be fire.
Yeah.
I can agree.
She could be the female version of what Brock is.
But she would also have
But she would be there every week.
She'd also have to be a bad guy, though.
I'm okay with that. Make her turn her heel. At some point, it's going to happen.
Unfortunately,
you'd be her mouthpiece.
The smart fans and the smart, like, the reaction to her messing up will turn her heel in the wrong way. You know what I mean? People will laugh at her, they'll boo her. If she keeps, like, messing up on stuff. So,
and
that's what happened to Roman.
Or if she gets beaten in promos. Like, her against Becky Lynch turns her heel.
Yeah.
It makes people boo Ronda, unfortunately.
And I hate to say it, but...
And that's the Roman effect, yeah. Roman
I'm not sure anybody...
Charlotte also, which we're going to get to when we're talking about SmackDown, but, like, these are, like...
Charlotte did pretty good.
Like,
Charlotte's dope.
I'm just saying, like, pedigreed, like, they've been cutting the promos for a minute, so to throw somebody in there with the Wolves is like...
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, man...
But Ronda's money, though. So whether she messes
Ronda
up or
is
not,
money.
She's money.
I don't think anybody in this room believes that Sasha Banks is going to hand Ronda Rousey her first loss.
Nope.
So...
Okay, so there we go. We can move on.
I
do, though.
I would love to see it.
I want to talk about Rumble predictions later for who's going to win.
Yeah.
But let's go to Smack
like,
Diggity.
Like next show.
Yes.
No.
Smackdown.
There is no next show. It has
to
happen
Friday.
This show.
That's right. We're doing predictions Friday.
No, I mean by the end of this show.
No,
we'll do it.
No, we're not.
Wait, what? We're not? We're not doing anything?
I thought we were.
No, we got to tease them.
Oh,
come
all right.
Rainbow.
Okay,
come
you're right.
Smackdown.
Okay. You know what, though? We'll have to do the predictions on the Patreon.
No, we're
doing.
We have to give a live.
Is that the Patreon
we're
episode?
Doing live.
Oh, we'll record the live show for patrons.
Okay,
we'll do that. Yeah, they'll get it. Okay, I like that.
All right.
Oh, I thought you were saying. So, are we doing a Patreon after this or no Patreon?
Maybe not.
No, that's Friday. Ramble.
I'll record it live at the show and send it to.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. Okay, so on the SmackDown.
Yes.
Anything stood out for you guys?
Well, yeah. Well,
yeah.
The main of fucking vent.
We got to get there.
Do we?
What else was there?
What about Miz and Shane?
Oh, skip that. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Shane took a bro kick from hell from fucking Shane.
He really did. He got
that
blasted.
Bro kick was fucking nuts.
Well, what about Vince on both shows playing heel on one show and face on the other?
He's Vince. He can do that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And I want to talk about the champion of the planet.
He blown up on one show and show up on the next.
Because he was heel on Raw, and then he was so face on SmackDown.
We had what matches?
Mandy and Finn, and he was like, "Oh, this hillbilly town."
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, we had Mandy and Naomi. Okay.
So let me.
Well, we had Samoa Joe and Mustafa Ali.
Well, Mandy and him were first.
Well, let me talk about we're Mandy not going and Naomi. I'm just saying.
I'm just going through the card. That's all.
No. But I want to say, like, you're gonna have this storyline that you built up for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, and you're gonna pay it off on the Go Home Edition to the Rumble. They could have had a match at the Rumble.
No, they couldn't have.
It's that long.
There's not enough women.
No.
You talking about Naomi and
Yeah.
And Mandy.
That's not an important enough angle. If they had
the Usos involved in it, like I think I mentioned last time. Maybe.
It's not as important.
They're not important enough to have the show is already too long. That they Rusev got the
shit scared on the pre-show.
Yeah, you got titles on the pre-show.
That could be pre-show.
At Royal Rumble, that doesn't bother me as much because you have two hour-long matches, an hour each minimum. Yeah. They're gonna be more than that, so I'm okay with that.
That's going to my point that there's no room for fucking Mandy and
Mandy and Naomi.
They can have a moment in the Rumble.
I agree.
For 3 weeks.
Yeah, why did we have to deal with this shitty story if it just ended in just a regular match? I do agree.
Okay.
Well, everybody complained, why don't more than one woman have a storyline? Now they're doing it.
So are we just ending stories like that?
Just because it's a storyline does not mean
it's not over. It's not over. They don't get a pay-per-view match for that. It's not a good story.
Get at it in the Rumble. It doesn't...
Yeah, they can have a moment.
All stories don't need to culminate in a
one. So they're going to clash heads at the Rumble.
I think it's going to break the Usos.
And maybe like...
They're going to eliminate each other.
They'll be like in the middle.
And they'll fly over the top.
No, Naomi's going to do the Kofi deal.
Okay.
But we'll talk about that later.
She's the Kofi of
the women's division.
I like
that. Oh, that's getting botched.
Women's Kofi?
Ooh. Women's Kofi.
Hot take.
All right. So so AJ and Daniel were supposed to have a face-to-face. Daniel Bryan's outside the ring.
Champion of the planet!
So here's what he said. He's the planet's champion.
Oh, man. That was so good.
Let's talk about this. I saw an interesting tweet. I don't remember who did it. We have a tweet.
Hashtag.
We have a champion who believes that, who's the heel.
He's Captain America.
Who believes that we should all be treating the planet better.
Yeah.
Right. And then we have the good guy, AJ Styles.
That's saying eat the planet?
Who.
Come on, everybody. Let's get all fat and sloppy.
Let's not talk about his, you know, interesting political views.
Yeah.
So it's like,
what do you mean?
He showed up in an alt-right podcast and gave some stupid ass answers about
Daniel Bryan is the anti-Cobra Commander.
Who's the heel and who's the
Cobra Commander Daniel wants Bryan. To like rule the world and destroy it. Daniel Bryan wants to rule the world and preserve it.
Daniel Bryan is Captain Planet.
Daniel Bryan.
For real, right?
Captain Planet.
Situation. He's always been the face. The only time when he wasn't the face was when he was facing Mustafa Ali. What do you mean, Daniel Bryan? He's not the face right now. Oh, yeah, he is.
What is
AJ Styles?
What is he? I mean,
no. We are talking about
taking a cheap shot, but what he stands for is
good. Well, to a degree, though, but like none of us want to go that far, though. Like, we don't want to give up our burgers and our hot dogs. Yeah, like, we kind of get it.
Keith
does. With the exception.
Yeah, but even in saying that, like, I still eat eggs and cheese and stuff. I'm still eating stuff that comes from meat. And I'm saying, like, AJ Styles threw that shot and he was like, oh, how'd you get here on a plane like everybody else? Like, you're fickle. Like, there's no way that you can live your life and say, I'm not going to use anything.
Go ahead.
Oh, because I'm going to roll here.
Go ahead. You're rolling.
No, but yeah. So, like, in that case, it's like, you can't pick and choose. And that's what he's doing. He's picking and choosing. And he's picking, like, oh, I'm right about this. Don't mention this. And it's like, no, everybody is doing, you're on the same thing. So that makes AJ Styles the face. Because he's saying, like, oh, you're telling everybody this, but you're still doing the shit that you're saying that you can't, we shouldn't do. So, therefore, do as I say, not as I do. Like, no, like, that makes you the heel.
He's not fickle, he's a hypocrite. Exactly.
I thought he was going to say that. He's like, that's the word.
He's a hypocrite.
I'm looking for it. And he said fickle. I thought he was going to say hypocrite.
No, that's wrong.
Because that's Daniel Bryan's word.
Nah, you're a hypocrite.
But let's peel that back, though. Like the interview that AJ did about the Gillette commercial. Again, the Gillette commercial was supposed to be some sort of masculinity project. You know?
We had a Gillette commercial.
What?
Gillette.
So Gillette put together a commercial that was more than a commercial. It was like, it was
a statement.
It was a statement.
It said, dude, stop being assholes.
Yeah, basically stop being assholes. Dudes. And a big part of it is the whole phrase of boys will be boys. And it kind of shows how it evolves from being an innocent thing. Like talking about some kids running through the house and just
hashtag me too.
Yeah, just being knucklehead kids and just fucking breaking shit in the house, and then it evolves to all of the terrible behavior that we've seen out of men over the years, right?
Men are trash, by the way.
Men are absolute trash.
We're trash.
And it's proven.
Not us. We're gentlemen. No,
this fucking group of guys right here in this room not are some of the most upstanding.
Exceptional.
Fine gentlemen you will find in society, but what I'm talking
about I say distinguished.
The kind of people that have the reaction that we've seen out of people to that commercial. Like, if you see that commercial and whatever, like, you just pass on it. But it's weird to have, like, hurt feelings about it, because, I don't know, maybe that makes you a trash-ass person that's exhibited a lot of the behavior that we saw in that commercial, and you feel guilty because they're fucking calling you out on it. I know I didn't see anything in there that I was... Once you got past the boys running in the living room and breaking, like, a vase in the living room, that was the fucking last behavior that I could fucking associate myself with.
Exactly. Ditto.
But that's the thing.
I can't even associate myself with shaving.
Yeah. Right. No, exactly. Razors? What? Look at this face. This
right.
Weird right.
Look
now.
Like any razors are being used around here?
Most boys are raised horribly, and that's just what it is. When you say that men are
nowadays
that men are horrible, it's because boys were raised horrible.
That's what the Gillette commercial was attacking. Like, let's stop this. Let's change the way we're treating boys.
Like,
which I didn't think
like,
it
no
was
matter,
any problem with it.
No matter what time you've been raised in, the time that you're a teenager. You're not shit. It's what everybody is saying that you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do this or you're not supposed to do that, and you get wrapped in this bubble of. It's almost like how I tell people like how I stopped watching wrestling. Like I think everybody like by the time they get to high school, it's like a bunch of like masculinity and posturing and posing and oh I can't let this guy know that I watch something that's fake. Because they said it's fake. So it's like you stop.
No, man, I used to literally watch it like porn. And when I say that, I just mean it in the sense that, like, I would switch the channel super fast when people came in. I literally didn't want people. It didn't even matter. Like, my dad didn't give a shit. My dad was guilty for taking me to my first wrestling event. But I just, like, there was a time in my life where I didn't want to be associated with still watching wrestling because it was kind of like, I don't know, maybe watching kid stuff. I don't know.
No, but that's what it is. That's how you felt because you were growing up as a man and around other men when the testosterone and everything is going on. It's like, oh, I don't want to be looked at as less of a man because I'm watching something that they think of as less manly.
Correct.
I brought that up as to say, like, that's just like the times. Like, when you're growing up at certain ages, you go through certain things. That don't make those things right. You have to get to a certain age to be able, I think, honestly, I was talking to Rand about this yesterday about food. Just saying, like, you get raised a certain type of way, you're used to eating a certain type of way, eventually you have to take responsibility and be like, hey, I'm old enough to just be like, fuck it, I don't have to do this because I'm an adult now and I take responsibility
for
myself.
You can do what you want, right? Like, for me, one of the craziest toxic masculinity things I've ever brought up was how I was shamed in my own household for wanting to get chicken sandwiches when I was a kid because my brothers and dad actually told me that chicken sandwiches were for girls and chicken sandwiches are for everybody, damn it. That's some bullshit right there. That's some of the worst kind of toxic masculinity.
Freddie got fingered. You ever seen Freddie got fingered? Right. I should be able to get a chicken sandwich in my own house, Dad.
Yeah,
I want a chicken burger.
Man, no, I mean, seriously, it ranges in such incredible levels. I mean, like when you bring up wrestling, you know, I'm sure we've all been through those times as fans where we've had somebody refer to it as being gay and that we're watching it as gay. Mm. And, like, there was a time where it might have affected us differently. And, like, now, I'm like, yeah, I love it because of that. That's exactly why I watch it or whatever. And to be honest, you know what? I'm going to put over some gay wrestlers right now because they're some of my favorite people in wrestling, too. Guys like Effie and Pero and Jake Atlas are some of the dopest dudes. And
they deserve their just due as well.
Right, but those dudes are dudes that fully like are about what they are as a person, and then they're still characters on top of that, and I love it. You know, and like Pero, for instance, he always talks about how much he loves his boyfriend, and I love the love that he has. You know, like, it's not weird to me anymore, and it gets to a point of...
It shouldn't be weird.
It's not, but there was a time. Going back to it, where that, especially coming from, you know, wrestling already having all those accusations, yeah. to have a wrestler actually come out and be open yeah. about that, it would have come across as being like, oh, I don't even know how to handle it.
I mean, think so about different now. Think about stuff from when Billy Gunn almost got married
to Chuck.
Yeah, well,
trash
in a fake gay marriage. Oh.
That was such a trash storyline.
To New Japan and them doing like the Golden Lover storyline, which mm-hmm. is neither one of them being gay. That's but as we all know, that Japan is so much.
Let me ask y'all this:
What is it called? Who knows what it is when they the artistic pictures.
I know exactly
of,
what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? That they always do about guys that are friends being with each other.
Romance.
You know,
mm-mm.
yeah. But what is the? He's looking it up because it's a genre that's called that.
Okay,
but. Like I'm saying, because they're more progressive with the stuff out there, so right. they can do this storyline and it not even be them being gay or leading to gay, but because it's the illusion that mm-hmm. gets you interested in it. It's almost yeah. the will they won't they.
Yaoi? Is that yaoi? Yaoi? Something like that?
Yeah!
Oh, yaoi.
You liked him in South Park Fractured before.
That's right.
Yo,
yaoi.
Yeah. Oh, let me ask y'all this, though, for real.
What's up, they are,
so, let's... I'm going to step out of wrestling. I'm going to step into hip-hop. What if you were to find out that your favorite rapper was gay? Does that change the way you view your favorite rapper?
I mean, Boondocks did it.
Nah.
What?
We're talking about real life, T-Cone.
Like, I don't care. Like, to me, that shit don't matter.
Boondocks was based off Cameron.
And
not anymore.
What? At some point, we're going to find out that one of our or multiple of our favorite rappers
I hope we
are
do.
Gay.
I
do too. I do too.
I hope it's not like something somebody goes to the grave with. I hope
can't tell
we find
you
out.
His name right now because I don't know the name. Yeah. Randos. I'm not good with names, but I actually do listen to
Drake.
Wow.
Did I say that
out loud?
Drake's
just emotional.
Drake's just a pedophile. I just think we're at a point in 2019 where like it would be okay for someone to come out.
Do you think so?
But I've been saying the same thing about like the NFL. Because in football, you're not going to tell me on every team with the roster as big as they got, there's not gay players that are afraid to come out.
Yeah, but
someone
like,
needs to come the fuck out and get it over with.
You're
who wants
okay
to be the first?
You're going
to
be
Michael
okay
Sam
with
doesn't
right?
count. Sam. Michael Sam doesn't count.
I just want to know.
It's got to be no. It's got to be somebody predominant.
If DMX came out and said he was gay,
okay.
Hey, I fuck guys.
That doesn't make It's Dark and Hell of Sodomy less dope to me.
It's a dope album.
Right.
That's one of my favorite albums.
Does that make It At Me?
No.
Does that make It At Me, Dog, less hard?
Very loud.
It makes it a little different meaning.
How many of y'all saw the interview
it's a different
when Eminem came out as gay in that movie, The Interview?
Oh, yeah. That was great.
That was good.
Super that'd be hello. That'd be super ironic.
I feel like
I know that's what it was. He was like, hey, I've been leaving a breadcrumb of like to let y'all know that I was gay.
Right.
All this gay bashing that I've been doing.
That's pretty funny. I think... It would be great to see in our lifetime, and yeah. I think that would hopefully open the door where people would be like, oh well, let me talk about it too.
It makes it easier for
you,
those that are.
But it takes one brave soul who's at the top of their game, exactly. Like you said, a dominant artist or a dominant player.
It reminds me of I don't know if you guys ever watch America's Got Talent, but they're doing like a champion season on America's Got Talent, right? And one of the, like mm-hmm. the one
I've seen episodes.
The one consistent thing about on the Champions Edition is it's all people that did exceptionally well on the seasons they won. They either won it or did well in last.
They won like Britain's Got Talent, India's Got Talent,
exactly.
Yeah.
Or they lasted long on one of the seasons of America's Got Talent. Now, all of these people, when they talk to them about their past, they all do it like now. They're like, "Oh, how has it been since the show?" And they're like, "Yeah, I tour, you know, the United States, and I do this now, act as a thing. Like this is me. I get booked places. And
yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm always busy and I'm always doing stuff." And there was like one dude that was basically, I mean, he was a real like. Normal guy, but you could tell like really repressed a lot of things there, and then he did his character, and it was like one of the most soul crushing things was like he was awesome in his performance, and then they talked to him about it, and he was like, yeah, no, I haven't really performed since the last time I was on the show. And you can tell that there's like there's still people out there like that still don't really want to be themselves. And it's weird because his character was kind of androgynous. It was like, you know, it's cool. It was a real unique
real
kind of thing.
Dust.
I totally expected when they asked him for him to be like, oh, yeah, I'm a YouTube channel now and I have millions of, you know, followers or whatever. No, he's just, I went back to my normal life and I don't do this at all. And like, that's a sad thing. Right. That's the sad thing. That made me say, wow, about that. Like, that there's people out there that kind of, you know, are embarrassed to be their true selves no matter what that is. And even if it's going to be, like, super popular, make all sorts of money. Like, why wouldn't you do that? Yeah. Be yourself, man. Live your life. You only have one.
Did we get here from wrestling?
I don't know.
You just saying that made me think of...
Oh, the gay wrestlers and then...
Yeah.
I asked a question.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is all AJ Styles.
How did we get there? From AJ?
AJ Styles.
It was AJ. Oh, it was from AJ to the Gillette commercial.
Well, let me just.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just, the boys being
okay,
boys.
Okay, put a bow on it. No, that's what
I'm about to tie it up. If you've never seen the show that came on FX called Pose, go watch that. It'll really show you about, like, people. This was about, like, gays and them doing, like, dance-offs and stuff when voguing and all that stuff was going on. And you'll just, like, really see a lot of, like, people who, like, can't live as who they want to live at, or, like, the struggles of, like, trying to come out and live as something and do something that you want to do, even though everybody is looking at you as a certain way. Like, everybody's got their struggles. And like they said, like, it's crazy that we got on this subject. But we definitely are pro everything that you want to do that's not illegal or hurtful to yourself.
The best wrestler alive is Goldust.
If it's about you wanting to be you, then be you.
Did you say illegal? Because we have some fun that we have planned this. Okay,
I can't validate illegal stuff on the show.
that doesn't hurt people.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he said.
Doesn't hurt you or doesn't hurt yourself. It's just about you being you.
There you go.
Never be scared to be you.
Yo, can I talk really quick? We gotta probably wrap up, but I want to talk a slight bit of New Japan news.
No.
Did you guys hear about the New Japan scam?
New Japan scam?
New this is a low-key scam.
Speak more.
All right, so you guys heard
Wait. We are not going to leave SmackDown and not talk about the main event.
Yeah. We have to talk about the main event.
How does that happen?
Yeah. I'm just sorry. We talked more about Gillette
than SmackDown. How does that happen, goddamn it?
Okay, Rey Mysterio versus... Is it just Andrade
it's
now?
It's Andrade. Cien
Almas! They got to give him his name back.
I'll say it's funny to see the arc of his name, because people hated it when he first had it because it was too much, and then like now people are like,
now
well,
they love
his name
it.
Now, right? But it does mean when he gets the one name, that means you're a favorite of Vince.
That's
when
true.
When you get a one name,
Vince is paying attention.
Yeah, Vince loves you because he needs to simplify it for the action
Cesaro
figures
and
all
Elias. And
yep, exactly.
So they've had back to back weeks of
don't get me started on Cesaro though.
Burn him down matches.
Is Cesaro a favorite? Because he's never really had a singles run that we love.
He is the bar.
Is he?
Yeah,
a brief
and the bar is fire right now though.
Run.
Yeah. You see brief. How ripped he is? Have you
they
seen
just bro kicked the shit
picture?
Out of Shane.
He should have had a world title
he
by
did.
Now.
Yeah,
I just will say that.
That bro kick was nuts.
But the bar are great. But anyway, he's been jumping around the tag teams. But anyway, this match was fire.
Man.
Fire.
Two out of three falls.
Fire Festival.
They pulled out all kinds
Nitrous
of stuff.
Oxide, fire.
This was not it was not the scam version.
There was no scam in this other than the finish.
There were no FEMA tents.
The finish, Samoa Joe was Billy.
Yeah,
he played the role of Billy in this one.
But before that,
he was Ja Rule.
Samoa Joe. This is what Samoa Joe
does. Yeah. Andrade took Andrade got the W for pin one.
You thought you were
fall
get
one
a clean
was Andrade.
Match? It's murder.
And then Ray got fall number two. Mm. And then fall number three was interrupted by a very angry Samoa
Let's
Joe.
Let's talk about how the falls happened.
Oh my god!
Nobody did their finisher for the falls. Like they were just dope, incredible moves.
That match is
well. He got the fall after that power bomb. Right?
The power bomb spot, which was insane.
Oh, that was nuts.
That was just insane. Ray was
so
falling forward. He
the strength
lifts him to a power bomb.
The strength to do that on two ropes. He was from the middle rope to the top rope in one fluid motion.
If he would have no-sold that, we would have been mad.
We'd have been mad.
There's that gif of
you only have one chance to get that right.
Oh yeah,
you screw that up, you can't try it again.
Yeah, that one is a auto. Yeah, he hits that, you take the pin.
You see that?
And then Ray won.
Hey, he looks upset.
Ray won after that crazy. It was a flip.
Oh, he did the. What do they call that?
What is it?
It's got a name.
It does.
Which Ray's move off the rope where he grabs you, then Hurricane Rana's you and hooks your legs.
The West Coast Pop.
West Coast Pop. So that was like his
crazy West Coast. Yeah,
signature.
Yeah.
But Ray's craziest move was the sliding sunset flip powerbomb on the outside.
Holy crap!
Yeah,
I'm gonna just say it's not that realistic for Ray Mysterio to do that. And actually powerbomb you with any force because he's so small. But it looked amazing.
Well, both of those guys got springs in their boots. So it's like every move, like,
it looks...
It takes both of them to do it.
Ray was moving like he was in WCW. Like, he really had an extra pop.
Yeah.
It really made me remember the matches that he had with Jericho.
Oh, man.
When Jericho's little bit of size advantage, he got to use some power moves, and it worked really well. It was a lot like
that. Well, that was like a couple weeks ago where there was the reports that it was either after the first one or the second one. Ray had said when they went back to the locker room, the guys in the back said this reminded them of Ray and Eddie.
Yeah.
The way they were working, as fluid as they were, it was reminiscent of what they did with Eddie. And that's a huge compliment.
Yeah.
And the way these guys work together, the chemistry they have, I hope this is not over. Let it continue.
I don't think it's over. I hope that it doesn't lead into them being tag teams, because that's what it always...
Or a stable.
A faction, a stable.
Or they want to put the brown guys together.
No, because they're so good. It's like, y'all so good. Let's together. Tie y'all together, and then we can't have the great singles runs from them. But I was telling y'all in the text, like, this just made me think, because the rumors were going around once the Fox deal came through that SmackDown was going to have to be a more athletic, like more...
Yeah, more, up-tempo. Yeah. More wrestling.
So I'm like, this, if they're leading it off of these guys,
these will
like
be the guys.
More wrestling, then that definitely would make sense.
And I like it.
I was saying if they're trying to fight against these indie promotions, trying to fight against New Japan and stuff like that, I was saying that this match was a more of that style.
Indie style.
A more of a fast-paced, a more of a strong, letting them do almost the moves that you're saying that they're not allowed to do.
And that's one thing I kind of feel like they have, like, free reign.
Oh, that crazy Destroyer stuff?
The Canadian Destroyer?
Holy cow.
I never thought I'd see that. No one's doing that in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not the way they did that.
Again, like, that was you're allowed to do stuff, I think, as long as, like, the two of you are like, okay, I'll go along with this person.
That's why they're dope together, because they have that chemistry where they trust one another. Yeah.
Incredible.
And also,
match.
You got like Ray, who is just like, you know, legend, and then Andrade coming up. I don't think none of the other luchas that WWE are on these levels. So,
hey, no. Be on the lookout though for Humberto Carrillo.
Mm.
He's that guy.
I'm hearing a lot of good about him.
He's on NXT, okay. And he debuted on 205 Live against Buddy Murphy.
He was Ultimo Ninja, right?
Ooh, I think so. Yeah, according to Wikipedia, I think it was Ultimo something.
I heard him. I heard his name, so I'll be on the lookout.
Oh, man, he's pretty good.
So that was
by far. I agree with what y'all saying about the weight difference, though, because I remember, who was it? The dude on Lucha House Party now. Fucking the Lucha Dragon dude. Kalisto?
That's not Sin Cara, right?
Yeah, that's... I just said Kalisto, so yes,
the other guy,
Sin Cara.
Yeah, but they're all in 205 Live. Him, hey, Grand Metalik, and Lince Dorado.
Sin Cara was the one
in the group
that had the more weight on him, but
no,
he was
that's
not the
Grand Metalik.
No, yeah,
no, in the Lucha Dragons, it was
Lucha Dragons,
Kalisto and Sin Cara. Sin Cara was the bigger one.
Yeah, Sin Cara.
Kalisto looks too much like Ray. That if they were having matches, it's not the size difference. I agree with you. I was saying, the little size difference that Andrade has.
Yeah,
makes the match
a lot of beef.
Makes it interesting.
Better
a lot of beef, pal.
Two same size carne. Guys flipping
I can
around.
See that.
Mucho carne, amigo.
So I want to see more of them. I just saw. I was just reading through a thing, and somebody in the comments section was like,
"What's this New Japan?"
No, wait. Let me just finish my last thought on this, and then we'll get to the New Japan scam.
I have a dubbed question.
God damn it, pal!
All right, we're not going anywhere. So. A comment was like, I want to see... Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Teak is nothing but graceful.
Somebody was like, yo, I want to see Andrade beat Rusev for the U.S. title, and then him and Ray get a match at Mania.
I like
for
it.
The
best
US
of
title.
Seven match. Seriously.
Best of seven.
Iron Man.
That ends at Mania.
Best of ten.
Or best Iron Man. Give him 60.
Isn't that how we got the bar?
Best of 21
exactly
falls.
This is exactly how we got the bar?
This is exactly how we got the bar. I didn't say it was the most original plan. No, I didn't say I want them to be friends. I want them to have a barn burner, one match.
Yeah.
Best of seven is a little much.
Yeah.
Right, like, how many new moves can they pull out? These guys can pull out plenty.
Can it end in a buried alive match? Because that's how I feel like it needs to end.
See, the loser gets buried.
And see, my thought was, if they do this type of match, I say let Andrade take the U.S. title and let him treat that title like Naito treated the IC title in New
Japan.
Where
he doesn't want it.
Where he doesn't want it. He just throws it around. He's like, you know what? I'm a tried and true. I am el ídolo from Mexico. You know? I am above this Mexican or this U.S. title, and just tosses it.
And he just tosses it around.
Just tosses it around.
That would be great.
Beats the shit out of it.
I would love to see that.
Ooh, that'd be so good.
I mean, it would be a total copy of, you know, past gimmicks.
But
who cares?
Tranquilo.
They're actually saying that on WWE.
They are saying tranquilo.
I heard them say. I was like, ooh, okay.
Question back to Raw. I just thought about this. We're talking about tag teams.
Dub, dub.
We're talking about tag teams. The Revival.
Yeah.
So Did y'all catch the match with them and whoever they fought?
Yeah, Curt Hawkins was wrapped.
Okay,
they lost.
Do they normally wear
Gable
against?
Do their tights normally have hashtag FTR on the back?
For a few weeks.
Yeah, for a
week.
Yeah.
Fuck
the revival.
Does it stand for Free the Revival? Is that what I'm assuming?
Stands for
it's an old revival. Online thing of fuck the revival.
But then what
forever.
Did forever the revival?
Then it was I thought it was Free the Revival.
No, they the revival turned it into their own.
They turned
version.
It into their own thing.
Yeah, that's originally a Being the Elite thing.
Okay, so I didn't know that.
But yeah. It's also something that they're definitely playing on with all of this. I think all of this,
it's
all
a play.
These
so it's a work.
It's a work to get them over.
Well, there's like the talk about them just being generally frustrated with the tag team division and all that.
Rightfully so.
That's legit. The Raw's tag team stink.
Garbage.
Tag team is like. SmackDown are on fire. And
great.
Raw is
garbage.
Yeah. And it has been for a while.
I mean, Gable and Rude are trying, but there's just nothing going on.
None of them are teams. They all feel like teams that were mashed together, or they're teams that are just jobber teams. And I mean, maybe it's due to the way they handle
enhancement.
Them. Like,
enhancement teams.
Where's the Authors of Pain? Are they on TV anymore?
Are they on Raw or SmackDown?
They're on Raw.
What happened to them?
Been on TV in a while.
That's a good point.
They're looking at parlaring.
Former champs, and they're not even on TV.
They might have had to take them off TV for a while so they could get that pissing joke stuff off of them. Remember they were doing that for like 3 weeks?
Oh, with Drake?
Drake.
Well, that was a terrible idea.
So after they lost, they might have had to like...
Get the stench off them.
Get the stench off
them. Yeah, they're not on TV,
piss smell takes a while.
Because Heavy Machinery, they're on Raw now, right?
Are they?
Yeah.
No, they haven't been announced for a show.
They're officially on Raw.
Are they?
Oh.
They fought.
Yeah. I saw them on both. They were on both.
They were on both.
They just fought, what you call it?
But they had a match?
They had a match on Raw.
They had a match against
some enhancement guys.
Who they
fight? Some bumps.
Because
I had heard that.
Yeah, he said bumps, Ascension.
Speaking of bumps.
Yeah, speaking of bumps.
So,
they should be good, though. Ascension should be good.
No, but
NXT.
I feel so bad about them. They're not bums.
Heavy Machinery demolished Ascension.
Wait, Josh hasn't talked all show.
I'll just say, you go further past that. You got like the guys from the club, the Good Brothers. You got
all these teams.
Where are they?
The club is shooting their Botch Club, Botcha Mania ripoff show, and I don't know what the rest of these guys are doing.
That's what happens when your career is over. Just like Aiden English going
your career is over.
They have too much talent,
right? They have too talent right now. They gotta just like sit guys out for a season
because they're not trying to let nobody go.
Well, I'm hoping that that's why I was saying Heavy Machinery beating Ascension. Hopefully, this is if they're on Raw, this is a lead to like maybe we can get
Heavy Ascension, a 4-man team, Heavy Ascension,
Heavy Machinery versus
God damn it,
AOP.
Something like that.
That's
maybe we can start.
And they lost.
They've done it in NXT.
You keep on talking about what's happened in NXT.
That
the
don't
Raw
count.
People don't. Exactly. Yeah. These people don't care about what happened on NXT.
Nobody's.
They're not us. They don't watch everything.
Andrade
versus that was a house show.
That was a house show. That
even
didn't count.
Even though it happened on NXT, I still want to see it.
Yeah, we were talking about Andrade and Nakamura. He's like, it happened on NXT and it sucked. Like,
that was back when Andrade's gimmick was
Andrade
trash and he
then.
Wasn't as good as he is now.
It was different.
Right. Let them guys flourish.
He's
now. Always been good. He just can't. He just can't like power up.
He wasn't like over. He didn't power up.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the New Japan scam. Let me get to this. A long time ago, New Japan announced U.S. shows in Dallas, a few places. New Beginning.
Yeah.
Everybody got really hyped.
They're doing
today
one in California and in North Carolina.
Allegedly. Yes, but before that, here's what happened. They announced their show, the New Beginning USA card, have been announced. The dates are the exact same dates as shows in Japan. Do you think that Japan acts are coming over to the U.S.? They are not. So here's the lineup. This is, oh my gosh, it's trash.
So it's probably like
we got Chuck E. T. versus David Finley. We got Jeff Cobb versus Carl Fredericks.
So Ring of
he's
Honor.
He's a lion.
We got ROH guys. Beretta and Juice, Beretta. Which will be the, I think.
So there's nobody of Asian descent is what you're saying.
Nah.
It's the white guys in New Japan that are on tour in the U.S.
Bruh, I don't know any of these people. We got Marty. Marty and Clark Connors. Who the hell was this season?
He's a new lion in the LA Dojo. Yeah.
Are
they good?
This hurts me to hear.
Well,
like,
is this their pilgrim? The
straight scam.
Be talking about?
I'm sorry.
Well, they're actually
not
raised.
One of their marquee guys. Like, come on.
Hold on for a second.
Jeff Cobb.
Can I hear what you're saying?
Jeff Cobb!
Jeff Cobb.
I love Jeff Cobb.
Where's Ibushi? Where's Naito? Where's Okada?
Jeff Cobb just won
that Wrestle Circus.
Juice is the U.S. title holder. Juice is the U.S. champ.
And he's not even there.
No, he's there.
Oh, he is there.
He's American, so he's going to be there.
That's why he's there.
Some of these guys are
no Naito. Naito? No, come on.
Hold on. Because
are you supporting this
these
move?
These young lions Neo have X. to go out.
They and have
Mr. New Japan.
They have to spread the love.
No!
This is the New Japan equivalent to an NXT house show.
Wait.
Not even. Not even.
It's not even that good.
It's not even that good.
There are more Japanese people on a WWE show than a New Japan show. How are you going to tell me that?
No, they have them.
No disrespect to Rocky Romero and Davey Boy Smith Jr. But I don't want to see that.
That's okay.
I just know that, like...
I don't want
to
see that.
Neo's over here like, it's kind of a good card.
The young guys have to go... Actually, should be some great matches. They have to go make their names right before they come back and get put into the system, right?
Pretty much.
That's how it works.
It's a great Ring of Honor
card. Yeah, that's the ROH card. Like, you don't do that as a company that's attempting to move into the U.S.
market. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? You bring your stars.
But we talked about this last week or a week before when we said that New Japan wouldn't be able to succeed over here unless they have enough gaijins or white faces to...
Good point. Because they can't even cut a promo. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's that.
But let's say if they had Ishii versus Davey Boy Smith Jr. Like, I would watch that. Or if they have Zack Sabre Jr. versus, like, maybe Sonata.
Zack Sabre Jr.'s not even on here.
You know? He's weak. Not on there?
I'm not even going to bootleg that card.
Weak. Yeah. This is very
good. But you got Juice. He has the U.S. title.
We got Juice.
Nobody wants to see that.
That's all we got.
He's the most relevant on the U.S. soil.
And Marty.
I feel like Marty's people girl. Who are fans of New Japan who know that they're never going to be able to go to Japan to see it are going to watch it when they come over.
Sad part is the tickets were on sale before the...
You know what's whack, though? Is that you have...
Everybody that spent money got duped.
Yeah, that's why I called it a scam.
Cards subject to change.
You have Rocky Romero. Yep. Why not Sho and Yo? They're putting Rocky Romero with Beretta. That's the old Roppongi.
How dare they?
That's old Roppongi Vice.
So you don't agree with this card?
I do want Roppongi
3K. You're on my side. This is a scam.
No. Just on this.
How did you not get Roppongi 3K?
Like, I need Roppongi 3K if you have Rocky. Rocky should be back in Japan.
Where's Tama Tonga?
No one who speaks Japanese or the freaking...
Rocky knows Japanese.
Is Red Shoes going to be there?
No, I'm talking people of Japanese descent.
You're right.
Red Shoes.
Yo, I bet Red Shoes ain't going to be there.
They're going to hire Earl Hebner for this.
No, Kyle Knox.
Wow.
Kyle Knox.
And they're going to have Todd Sinclair from ROH.
Wow.
This is quite a disappointment.
Yo, that was shady that you said, like, tickets was on sale before the card was announced.
Cars.
Oh, they're not dumb. They made that money.
They assumed.
That's what they did last.
That's how they got you.
That's what they did at the
Walter Pyramid
show.
I mean,
WWE did that, too. Royal Rumble, we didn't have a card.
Exactly.
We didn't have a card for Royal Rumble.
We didn't have a card
And what we thought we had was Brock and Braun, and we didn't.
And we didn't even have a seating chart.
Oh, so God, we got to talk about that. You just throw money at something. You don't even know what you're saying.
Are y'all burying the seating?
No, I saw it. I like it. It's kind of fresh.
No, I'm burying the fact that it was so disorganized at the launch of the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
It was trash.
We all feel like basically what they do is take advantage of people that are early ticket purchasers, and then they'll figure it all out later.
So the marks.
Do you think this doesn't have anything to do with the fact that they're, because it's a new stadium or somewhere else that they're doing it different?
They should have had the seating plan figured out by the time they're putting.
They posted it like three, 4 hours later.
Fire fraud in this Royal Rumble.
They were told,
"Give us money, we'll figure it out later."
It was just
all your money, though.
It was total incompetence. They didn't release all the tickets.
That's so wack.
They didn't have the seating chart. It looked like there was like a major run on the tickets, so we were like scrambling to buy them. I mean, I think we still got good seats, but we couldn't tell what it was.
Selling buy one get one free Rumble tickets.
They weren't doing that. They're not doing that for the floors, but yeah.
No,
but they did the same. It was similar for NXT. Like
Snack of the week.
They didn't release
for this
all the
NXT takeover. You got for that too?
Yeah, they didn't release all the tickets right away. Like it looks like it's selling out the floors, but 2 hours later, all of a sudden, there's a bunch more. So,
they're
smart.
I'm releasing them. They're releasing like a certain amount.
Yes.
And then letting those sell.
Yeah.
And then.
On top of the Ticketmaster fee scam, but hey, what are you going to do?
Scams all around.
But hey,
and then there was also a whole scam where
people. From somebody in my hand.
We're all going to be there.
Fees, just
that, a ticket. That and they also pulled a scam where it said that it was a collector ticket for the seats, but you could uncheck that box and save $20 or select
for
it
the non-holographic.
Way. Yeah, to get the non-holographic.
Oh yeah, yeah.
For $20
WrestleMania was like that
for the hard
just
ticket.
Just to get the thing
you
that.
Didn't know that though? Did y'all buy the hard?
Well, I did. I mean, it's a really cool ticket, so I'm not too upset. But
I got one like that for Mania. Yeah.
This one actually.
I don't know if that's a scam.
This one, as you tilt it, actually counts down. No, the scam was is that you had to search with a different code to be able to see that it was available without it.
Oh.
That was where it got scammy. Mm.
Who wants to give me the Royal Rumble seat for my birthday gift? Not to sit there. I just want the chair.
Oh, the chair.
If I get a chair, I'll give you the chair.
All right.
Well, speaking of things that aren't a scam, pro wrestling tees, boys. All right. So go to
However, if you do order from pro wrestling tees, get fast shipping because I'm waiting on my Matt Mania shirt and I hope it's here for the Ramble.
And you know what?
They ship pretty slow.
When you do order.
If you're shipping or something.
I got the notification that I shipped, that it shipped.
I don't like waiting for 2 weeks.
Hey, man, protect the business. Well,
you got to remember, Chicago area is getting pounded with a major snowstorm.
With weather.
Flights and stuff are.
I used to call them slow wrestling tees, but maybe it's just slower because of the snow.
But I will say, pro wrestling tees is going to be running the 72-hour flash sale where you get 15% off. Just use the coupon code Rumble. You can get pro wrestling tees with Matt Mania and the steel cage. I heard they're the softest tees in the business.
They're the king of soft stuff.
King of soft stuff.
Plus 10 kick out on that Matt Mania tee.
Plus, I will say our store is the only store that has the Matt Mania CD. So you can bump that till the Ramble.
Still the only store with music in it?
Still the only store with music in it.
That's how we get down.
That's our claim to fame. We'll be getting more music on
it. It's our
songs.
Gimmick, pal. Additionally, Matt Maniacs and Steel Cage boys and girls alike, please visit our respective Patreon pages and please continue to support the show. We definitely do appreciate that to the fullest.
Pay that money.
Paga ese pinche dinero.
Oh, yo, hold on. Yeah, let me say this because I had put out a call to all you musicians out there on Twitter. I didn't see anybody respond to it. So
thank God. Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, because Rock has
you didn't
to go
run that by the
gracias a Dios.
I ran this by you before. So Rock is going to go through all the submissions. So that's why he's saying thank God.
And I'm glad there are zero so far.
If you would like your music played on
Super Jew, don't you?
It's
make
amazing
beat?
That
it better be good.
No,
the guy. Who Thanks, does not pal. Do any editing on the show is telling you that if you send your music to him, he will somehow edit it into the show. As if he knows how to do that.
We got aux cords.
I can't guarantee.
We got aux
cords.
What you got is Neil holding his phone to a microphone.
Hey, now, That's protect the business.
Come on, pal.
Hey, babe, sir.
Hey, exactly. Babe. We got to cut all this
You're
off.
You're not welcome in the dojo.
Y'all are giving away all of the secrets.
Next, you're going to say that we don't podcast live from the Digi Labs Memorial Arena in Coliseum and Sports Auditorium.
Right. Be sure to visit Digi Lab Studio, RecordioStudioPhoenix.com.
Next thing you're going
to
tell these
for this illustrious podcast.
That we're not recording on Thursdays.
No, we're not.
Protect the business.
And, yo.
But anyways, yeah, if you become a Patreon subscriber for the Matt Mini Patreon, and then you send us a screenshot of you subscribing to the email and your music, you can get your music played on the Matt Mania podcast.
So
if Rock likes it.
Rock Knowledge approves.
And this man doesn't like a lot of stuff.
No. Nope.
So good luck.
So you might get F5. Your song might get F5 by Brock Knowledge.
You better mention Nia like 50 times.
So if you're Nas, you're safe. Send your music over. We'll play it. If you're not Nas, think 3-4 times about hitting that send button.
So what do you feel? How do you feel about your old Droog?
Who?
Droog, if you like Nas.
It's Nas or Jace.
Yeah, so would that get by?
I'm not convinced that your old Droog is not Nas. I've never seen them in the same building together. Same thing as fucking Skrillex
Droog,
and Corey Feldman.
Like Nas.
Yeah, dog. Skrillex and Corey Feldman. When have you ever seen them two together? Never.
Never.
I just want to know, because you said if they're not Nas,
yeah.
Droog can get through?
No.
No.
He don't really
He's
sound
not
as,
Nas.
He don't sound as much like Nas anymore as he used to.
He don't do as much music as he used to do.
Well,
anymore,
yeah, you know, it's kind of hard
I
to.
I think because the... Is it because, like, the veil fell?
I don't know.
Not that he wasn't Nas. No, I'm saying.
I mean, Action Bronson
he wasn't Nas.
Action had the same problem.
Well, nobody talks about Action Bronson's music anymore either.
Yeah, that's true.
So
Action Bronson is more of a...
The hype is over.
Ghostface.
He more of like a celebrity than a musician.
Now he is. He's a personality.
Yeah.
So I know some good music that's coming out this Friday. Check out my man Kadesh Flow's album, Otaku Moods. It is dropping on Friday. Really good record. Great soulful stuff. He raps. He plays trombone. He's super talented. He's from Kansas City. Check him out. Kadesh Flow. You might have heard him on our song Church Together. His new record's dropping Friday. Anything else y'all got to say? Because we got to get out of here.
I saw Richie Branson drop the clip for his new video that's supposed to be coming out.
It's coming soon. I don't know when it's coming, but he sent me the whole thing. It's really fire. Dope?
We do have a snack. Snack of the week.
Who's the snack of the week, Rock?
Snack of the week.
On the Lamborghini. Hentai on the Lamborghini.
Oh, it's disgusting. I almost feel bad mentioning this woman now that you said hentai on a Lamborghini. Her name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Shit. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay, that's a...
This is a congresswoman. She's not a 14th district in New York from the Bronx and Queens. Badass Latina, don't take no shit. She is gorgeous. Yes. She is intelligent. Salute to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at AOC on Twitter.
I approve.
Mix her up with the hentai.
She was on she was on Stephen Colbert's shows recently. She talks how you would expect a fiery Latina to talk, and she
don't. Can't go wrong. You ain't passing that law.
She takes no shit. Her Twitter is great.
Her Twitter is dope.
Her Twitter is dope.
Her Twitter is dope.
When I think of a fiery Latina, I think of Rosie Perez.
Tone down just a little bit. She is a congresswoman.
Just enough to still be able to hold office. Okay. Like,
yes.
I think one day, hopefully in our lifetime, but I don't want to jinx it, but one day, I think that might be our president.
Rosie Perez will be president?
One day.
Rosie Perez.
What
what if she ran Vice with The Rock?
Then she'd be a joke, and it wouldn't work.
She wouldn't do that. 2020.
Man, we do hope that we see you guys on Friday, Crescent Ballroom, The Ramble Before the Rumble. Doors at 5, podcasting starting 20-30 minutes after that probably. We got some dope musical acts. It's going to be a good time.
We're starting on time.
Are we?
Say that in the microphone.
We're starting on time.
Well, we are. Teek may show up
Teek
on time.
Teek may not.
Wait a minute. Teek just said that? I got to edit that out.
I'm going to be there early.
No.
Additionally, be sure you check out the social media at Matt Mania Podcast and Matt Mania Pod on the Instagram. We just announced a co-tag team event with Cobra Arcade Bar. We're going to be bringing you the pre and after parties the entire Royal Rumble weekend. So if you, I believe we're running a special where if you just show your ticket stub or your proof of the Royal Rumble,
20% off their
20% off your tab. Bar tab.
Hey.
So we swung. That's cool. We swung.
Hey, I'm a drinking.
You know, so the Matt Mania is saving you money.
Look at that.
We
And if you come talk to one of the Matt Maniacs while you're there, we might have a little tokens in our pocket for you.
We make a jingle jangle.
And if you mentioned the steel cage, you're not going to get anything, but it'd be really cool if you did anyway. Tell the bartender.
You
know what, though? There is a rumor there may or may not be Girl Scout cookies for sale at the merch table, so keep that in mind.
Yo.
Samoa.
Greatest cookie in
I'm
the
about
world
to clean up on these Samoas right now.
Let me clean you up.
Hey!
Those Girl Scouts got that Coquina clutch on lock.
Mm-hmm. Truth. They're getting all of my money.
The last,
they're going to squeeze the money out of me.
The only thing I got from the Steel Cage side of things is we are the Steel Cage Podcast Network, and so we got a lot of stuff going on. On the Unfunny Nerd Tangent side of things, we have episode 68.
You guys talked about, was it Aquaman?
Well, that was several.
That was 67 or 66. Or
really?
Catch up, Neil.
68, though.
He's listening, though.
I'm digging through the archives. Nothing but genuine gems.
Yeah. The third in the trilogy from M. Night Shyamalan, Glass.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Right.
That's right up your alley, Rand. I know you were inquiring about the Glass film.
I watched it last night.
Bet.
I'm halfway on it. I thought third act got a little crazy, and I wasn't fully satisfied.
I heard there's no, like,
check out the podcast. We break it all down.
I'll check it out.
And you may have mixed feelings on that, but I think we're all on the same page probably about Greg's 40 for 40. He's hit number 4 this week. That means he's about a month away from his 40th birthday.
Nice.
The Dark Knight is number 4 on his list of 40 movies in his lifetime.
So. I'm actually not forcing my kid, but I'm recommending my kid to watch The Dark Knight.
He's doing 40 movies leading up to him turning 40.
Over on Unfunny Mayhem,
I recommended my oldest son to watch The Dark Knight.
That are like standouts to him.
And how far has he got through his list so far?
He's on number 4 now. He went from 40 counting down.
So what's 1 through 4?
We're going to see what... he's
just going 4 to 1?
He started with 40 weeks out from his birthday. And then
we're not there yet.
We've got...
No, he's counting backwards. They've gone there from 10 to 4.
Is this a quiz?
I don't know. They
don't have it wrote down.
You can go to the site. I'm sure you can get some information.
Yeah, top 10 have a lot of good movies.
What is it? Use your Google.
You can check all of them
do
out.
Do your Google.
And number 4 is The Dark Knight.
Number 4 is awesome. Dark Knight.
Is The Fifth Element anywhere on this list?
It's on the list.
Yeah! Woohoo!
So you guys talked about Glass. Just give us your quick, like, yay or nay. Would you?
Don't spoil it.
No. Would you recommend it for people to go see?
Yes, if you enjoyed Split and Unbreakable, I recommend seeing Glass.
Would you? Oh, go ahead. Would you recommend people eat Sour Kid cereal on the also on the Steel Cage Network? Derek and Tim eat snacks.
Yes, after much debate, cereal is a snack, and on the Snack Podcast, I would recommend eating Sour Patch Kid cereal based on the fact that it's unlike any cereal you've ever had.
Because it's not cereal.
And it's not a snack?
It is a snack.
It is a snack.
Any cereal can be any snack.
I trust anyone who went to the Institute.
Any cereal is a snack when you're high.
Cereal.
Well, and honestly, this is coming from the Institute itself, okay? His word is gold.
Yeah, I wish they'd bring back a Nintendo cereal that was half Nintendo.
Talked about, but don't even get me started on that.
Started.
Yeah. Check that out. Also, we're doing a live snack rating this week.
Are y'all bringing any snacks to the Ramble?
We are bringing some snacks to the Ramble. Woo! So snacks will be rated, and we've picked them, and we will eat them, and we will rate them, which is our purr system. It's woo-hoo! Picking, eating, or eating snacks. And we'll also share them. So it's going to be a purr system.
Eating and rating. Y'all are geniuses.
Yeah, that's great. It's a simple system, but it's like thorough, that. And it actually respects the snack game more than most systems.
Respect the snack game.
You know, there's not a lot of snack raters out there because not a lot of people.
Your podcast sounds mad professional.
But it's lots of bootleggers, I'll say.
Hey, do y'all have guests on that podcast?
They're children. They're children all the time.
Children. So if you've gone to the Institute of Snackology, then
I have a segment called Snack of the Week. I have knowledge.
When the answer is always Naya, it doesn't count.
We're Naya this week.
Not this week, though.
He's got a certificate on his wall.
He's a snackologist.
Hey, I would like to announce something, though, because on this week's episode of Derek and Tim Eat Snacks, we're eating Mega Man cereal.
Hey.
That's what we're eating. We're eating Mega Man cereal.
I didn't even know that existed.
In honor of Mega Man.
Does it have marshmallows?
No, I think it's
no marshmallow blasters.
Just blueberry.
Just blueberry?
But I'm not sure. We'll see what happens.
I like blueberry. I used to like blueberry, so I'll try it.
Cereals, so now it comes with a Funko Pop inside.
I'm mad that I didn't buy this when we were at Ace Comic Con, that I could have came to your podcast and shared this with you because they had cereals and they had Wakanda Crunch.
Oh, and shit.
Yeah, you should have grabbed that.
Yeah, it's a whole month of cereal.
Of cereal?
Yeah, we're dedicating to cereals because it
I love cereals.
Where's Cookie
happy.
Crisp fall on that
like,
list?
Of cereal.
That's a whole other podcast.
That's a cereal. That's definitely a cereal and a snack.
Yeah.
Do you trust people that don't eat cereal? This is definitely a 2-hour podcast, so I'm going to wrap it up.
And I don't trust people that eat cereal dry either. It's okay to eat it occasionally dry, but if you don't eat milk sometimes on it.
I have a 24-year-old brother who has never in his life had a bowl of cereal.
No.
What?
Wow. Crazy,
you
right?
You gotta put them on.
Never had.
I've tried, fam. I've tried.
Cinnamon.
I have tried. And it hasn't happened.
Has he truly lived yet, then?
That's what I keep telling him. I'm like, you have no idea how good a bowl of cereal is.
You've never sat in front of a TV and
Matt Maniacs, we went extra long tonight because there's no Patreon for you tonight, so...
But we will see you Friday, and that will be recorded live from the board and given straight to our Patreon subs.
You'll get that late.
How can you get the Patreon? You go to patreon.com/MattManiaPodcast, and you do what?
Pay that money.
Hey, thank you so much. Hey, this episode is dedicated to our soldier.
Oh, man.
Trap House, who recently passed away. Amazing Arizona MC.
R.I.P.
A good friend, a good brother. Tyke Patterson, who passed after battling pancreatic cancer. He did so much for the community. So just look him up. Go up, hit up Trap House. The song he did with Isaiah Costa, Oxygen to Fly, is out there. It's got
Icon
over.
Radio has been playing his music nonstop.
Yeah. It is.
Over the weekend, are going to be playing it.
This might be the biggest loss that's happened to the hip hop community out here since we lost Carnegie. We lost Carnegie some years back to a drunk driver. In this case, Trap, who, if you knew Trap was the epitome of a gentle giant. If you were to just judge him based off his appearance, you would probably not approach him because he was so big. But he was the most humble and the nicest guy in the room. Exceptionally talented, incredible MC. He made dope music. What he did with Isaiah is incredible. I'm sure most people have probably seen the story. Isaiah was born unable to speak, but his dream was to be a rapper. And Trap linked up. Trap essentially was taking Isaiah's poetry and putting it in a song form. And they made their song. They were all over the place, you know, doing it, performing it. And, you know, unfortunately, we found out, and, you know, towards the end of last year, that he was diagnosed with stage 4. We had Trap Day on the 4th of January. There was a video that featured a message from him. I'm not going to lie, when I saw it, I broke down.
Yeah, that made me choke up.
Just seeing the way that he looked, that made it even that more real. And then to find out last Friday that he lost that battle, you know, to pancreatic cancer.
Yeah,
you know,
Isaiah's post too, that choked me up
too. Yeah, man, it hits home. It's a huge loss for us as a community. He was one of them dudes that was respected by everybody from every different corner of the hip hop scene. So, RIP, man. I knew Trap since 2007, 2008, and every time I saw a dude, it was love. He was incredible, man. Like I said, he was a gentle giant. Like, he was the nicest guy, and he would have done anything for anybody, which is very evident by what he did with Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he pretty much made this kid's dream a reality.
And in the process, like, set his own career on hold to be like, I'm.
Yeah.
And he would tell that to me even when I went and visited him a couple weeks ago, and it was really hard, but he was in such good spirits, and he was like, man, I put my career on hold because I knew I was sent to do something bigger.
Yeah, man, I was talking to my big bro, Matlox, and Matlox and me kind of both agreed that what Trap did for Isaiah, that was Trap earning his wings.
Yeah, and at the same time, even though he was putting his own career on hold to do that stuff with Isaiah, it still took him to places that he, and heights that he would never, not, I can't say would have never, but that he didn't get to in his own career.
It opened up a lot of different,
they performed at, like, Disney World or something like that. Like,
yeah, they went to the Grammys. Yeah.
Like, all this stuff. That's things that Trap would have wanted to accomplish. So I feel like he got to see those things while, you know.
While doing something great for somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, our condolences go out to his family. I know he has a son. He had a girl. The entire Black family. Anyone from Respect the Underground that was close to him.
They have a GoFundMe right now.
They do.
Pay for
services.
His funeral services. So if you're, if you knew Trap, the Black family, anything like that, if you have any access to that stuff on Facebook, go to the GoFundMe, go donate.
Yeah, and Isaiah and Justice from Respect the Underground were on Channel 12. I want to say it was last night, talking about Trap, and Isaiah kind of made it a point that said that he's going to keep the legacy alive. So that young man, who is incredibly courageous in his own right for what he's dealt with in his life, he's going to continue the work that him and Trap did. So just RIP to Trap, man. It's hard to wrap your head around it when you know that so many of your friends are just devastated because everybody loved the guy. You know, everybody loved him. And that was very evident because Friday night on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I didn't want to be on it, man.
Right.
Because everybody was posting pictures, memories,
And it just puts everything into more perspective as you realize that from the outside, you would have thought he's the healthiest man on the planet.
Yeah.
And cancer does not have any... There's no discrimination when it comes to cancer, man.
At least he got to see everybody, you know. He got his flowers.
He got to see everybody come together. Yeah, no, he did.
Even though he didn't make it to his show, to Trap Day.
Yeah.
He was still alive after that.
So he brought
everybody post about it.
He brought everybody together.
Getting together, dancing, listening to his music, all that stuff. So even though he didn't get to make it and see that stuff face to face, he still got to see how everybody feels about him and know and let that touch him. That everybody, you know, respected him and held him in high regards out there.
So, yeah, I mean, RIP, Tyke Patterson, also known as Trap House.
We'll miss you, man.
Yeah, man, you will never be forgotten. I have a feeling that your legacy is going to, it's going to be even bigger now that you're, you know, with you not being here, it's not going to end. There's too many people, I think, that are going to make sure that everybody knows about Trap Justice House.
Said that they're going to do Trap House
every year. Yeah. At some point, we need a mural. Someone needs to put a mural of him up.
It's going to happen.
You know, there's so many little things that you want to see happen. You know, so like we said earlier, just condolences to his family, his friends, and, you know, RIP to Trap, man. You will not be forgotten.
Rest in peace, brother. All right, we out.
Yeah.
What if I could fly away? Somewhere up in the clouds, down my angel wings, trapped here on the ground. I need some oxygen to fly. Without you, yes, I might surely die. I'm on my way up, way up, way up, way up, way up, way up.
I don't care what people think of me. Pride and honor that they carry me. Jump gone, but I let myself like a lion to my family. Heart beat through a tragedy. I don't care what the people say. I don't ever say can't or won't. Had a dream of rap the other day. Just accept me for my differences. Everybody gonna hear my voice. Be a speaker to the people, be a hero, lead a nation. Hope I heal them, met a bully, but I beat them. Cause my freedom through the words on the paper overreach. Could've died, but I'm still here. Could've cried, but I'm still here. Willie's tried, but I'm still here. Mother tried, so I'm still here. Could've seen the other side, but the other side had a wheelchair. Yeah, they said the man would never walk, but I'm walking on them. God is real, yeah. I'm just talking what I feel, yeah. I'm just speaking on the real, yeah. Flexing on them, yeah, I'm still here. Angels on me while I'm still here. Painting pictures, hear the scriptures, view me different on the mission, how I feel, yeah. That oxygen needed, it flow through my body. The haters can't stop me, the life of the party. See me for the real me. Can't talk out loud, but I'm still me. Put me right next to the Drakes and the Jay-Z's like a movie, but you gotta feel me. Love everybody like I love myself. Play this game with the hand I was dealt.
What if I could fly away? Somewhere up in the clouds. Down my angel wings. I'm trapped here on the ground. I need some oxygen to fly. Without you, yes, I might surely die. I'm on my way up, way up. Going way up, way up, way up, way up. I need oxygen to fly.